Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the prophetic experience, where the word of the Lord comes alive, with nationally known prophet Laron Matthews. Prophet Matthews has prophesied to Kirk Franklin, Ty Trebet, Bishop Rance Allen, many world leaders, just to name a few, and he welcomes the international world and families to his ministry. He recognized the pains, hurts, disappointment, and needs of the people through love, faith, prayer, and communication. God has anointed Prophet Matthews to be able to meet the challenges of a generation and people searching for an authentic message that reaches a pressure-filled life with the strength of God's love for them. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the service. God bless you.
Recording started.
Top of the day to you. I welcome you today to another prophetic experience. Time of prayer. I am Dr. Laron Matthews, overseer of Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministry. We're located in the city of Harvey, Illinois, just 30 miles outside the city of Chicago. And we welcome you today to this awesome prophetic time as we prepare to go into a time of prayer in this season of fasting and preparing for our Lifeline Conference 2021, 10 years and counting. We want you to set your heart as a flame, and whatever you asking the Lord to do on behalf of you, God's word always display unity. Psalms 50:5 says, "Gather my saints unto me, those who have made covenant with me by what? Sacrifice." We're standing together with you on today. So as our team of men and women of God and global intercessors and prayer warriors begin to pray, standing with you. And we're believing God that he's going to move on your behalf concerning your purpose, your destiny, and ultimately your life of prayer. Prayer is the key for many of us. I often say it, prayer is a route, and praise is a destination. So as we take time to pray and seek the face of God, you're standing on the behalf of billions of people who need the God that we serve and the God that we trust in. It's only through the divine will of the Father that we're able to make and breathe and live in a very horrendous and damnable time as these are a time in the land where demonic spirits are at its height in the mind, the thought, and the will of people. And the enemy is using every plan of trickery to deceive us from hearing and receiving from God. He who controls your hearing ultimately controls your destiny. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing comes by the word of God. As you stay in the word of God and open up to the revelation that comes from God, he will move on behalf of you as we prepare to go into this time of prayer. I'm standing with many of you, and the intercessors and the prayer warriors are as well. After all, intercessors are intercepted in the spirit realm. We're getting ready to go into a time of prayer. God bless you on today.
The scripture reading will be coming from the book of Proverbs, chapter 3, verses 5 and 6. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your path. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading and the hearing of his word, and the word of the Lord is blessed. Amen.
Hallelujah. Glory, glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Glory be to God. You're worthy. So worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. We bless your name this afternoon, Father. We count it an honor to bow down at your feet, Father. Glory, hallelujah. We say yes to you, Jesus. We say yes to you, Jesus. Hallelujah. You said, Father, hallelujah, seek. Hallelujah. Seek my face. Hallelujah. Seek my face. Hallelujah. My heart said unto thee, glory be to God. Our heart say unto you, Lord, your face will we seek. Hallelujah. Glory. Thank you for today, Father. Thank you, Father, that the voice of the Lord, your voice, glory, is upon the waters. The glory thunders. The Lord is upon many waters. Glory be to God. The voice of the Lord is powerful. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. The voice of the Lord is full of majesty. Hallelujah. Lord, give me the breath to blow. I honor you. Not of myself. Hallelujah. To pierce, to penetrate, to cut through. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. 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 Chevron, to break. Chevron. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. To raise a shout. Get out of my soul. Get out of my here. Yeah, Roma, Hatia, Shamorotos, and get out of my seat here. To clear the atmosphere, a shout for joy to clear as we come repentant, Father. Repentant. Get out of the basun the hasi and ha mota mikiya. Share more than I had naked out of the basun de rasikia. Naked, get out of basun de rasikia. Naked, we stand before you, Lord. Sit down. Hallelujah. Lift us down, glory be to God, that we stand before you naked, unashamed. Hallelujah. Believing and receiving your healing, your inner healing. So as we go out amongst your people, Lord, that we come without a false impression. Hallelujah, Lord. We just want to be real with you as we become real even more with your people. Deliverance, hallelujah. The souls may come. You said, let your light so shine that men will be drawn. Hallelujah. As we go through this fast, Father, I thank you that you're causing us to become even more naked. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. I thank you that you touch every, every vessel on this line, glory be to God. In the name of Jesus, we need you. We need you, Father, glory be to God. We need you. We need you more in this hour than we did the last. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Bless you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Praise get out of our shoulders and of our feet here. Jesus, 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 clear the atmosphere. Clear the atmosphere today, Father. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Clear the atmosphere, Father, as we stand on the proclamations, the prophetic word that you have given the man of God as we dwell through this fast, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Father God. Give us that true hunger, glory be to God, that thirst, Father God, that thirst to be in your presence, Father God. Be like that deer that planted by the waters, glory be to God. We're thirsty for you. For you, for your miracles, for your signs, for your wonders. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank you for this conference, Father. And I ask for us all to have a personal conference within ourselves every day that we wake up. Let us be in a conference for you, Father. Celebrate you, Father, as we stand on your word. As we come in the volume of the book that's written of us, your word. Hallelujah. Your word causes us to be naked, unashamed. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, we pray. We lift up every soul, Father God, that's desiring to hear you today, Lord. Cause them to have an encounter with you. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. We thank you for your leaders. Hallelujah. Cause them to have an encounter with you. Glory be to God. Thank you for healing those places, Father God. Those places that we could look through a glass jar darkly, like at a window trying to see in. Attention window, Lord, you see everything. There's nothing you don't see. There's nothing you don't hear. Hallelujah. I thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, how you teach our finances today. Hallelujah. 24-hour turnaround, as the prophet has spoken, not of myself, out of your vessel. Your vessel spoken, Lord, and we believe in the prophet, though, therefore we prosper. Oh, Father, we thank you for promotions today, our purposes today, our opportunities today. Glory be to God. I thank you, Lord, that we're in the right timing today with the right place today. Glory be to God. We're in the right timing. Hallelujah. Time and chance come to us all. Let us be in the right timing today, God. Hallelujah. As we're on your assignment right here in the midst of the afternoon, bowing down at your feet, we're in the right timing. Hallelujah. So in that, Father, we know we're in the right place, and we know we're with the right people. So we bless your name today, Father. We bless you, hallelujah, as you would bless us from the crown of our head to the soles of our feet, Father. We thank you that you wrap your arms around us, you nourish us, you protect us, you keep us from all hurt and harm, even though weapons have been formed, even though weapons got to touch, they didn't get to cause our fruit to fall before it binds, before it's time. And we thank you, Lord, that we're in your timing. We're in your place. We're with your right people. We need you. Hallelujah. Bless you, Jesus. Bless you for the sound of victory. Bless you, Jesus. Amen. Thank you, prophet.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We bless your name on today, Father God, and we just come thanking you, God, for who you are, Father God, first and foremost. We thanking you, God, glory, hallelujah, for this new day that you have made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it, Father God. Glory to your name, Father God. And Father God, we thank you, God, for the blowing of the shofar on today, Father God. We thank you, God, for the victory for your people, Father God, as the shofar was being blown. Father God, we thanking you, God, glory, hallelujah, that victory, victory, victory is on every single hand for your people, oh God, in every area and aspect of their life, Father God, and we just want to bless you. Oh, God, glory, hallelujah. We thank you, God. Glory, hallelujah, for evangelist Easley. We thank you, God, right now that you will pour back the virtue that you poured out, Father God. And glory, hallelujah, that you would even strengthen, oh, God, her lungs, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, as she blows that shofar, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, oh, God. Glory, hallelujah, and that you would just restore back, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, that you would meet every one of her needs by your riches and glory. In Christ Jesus and the need for our family, Father God, glory, hallelujah. And we just want to thank you for her. We want to thank you, God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, for what you're doing, Father God, right now, Father God, even in the midst of your people on this line, Father God, each and every person, Father God, under the sound of my voice, Father God, I thank you right now, Father God, that you're moving by your spirit, Father God, and you're meeting their needs, Father God, glory, hallelujah. You're sitting high and you're looking low, Father God, and you know the needs of your people, Father God, glory, hallelujah. And we thank you that you are the God, Father God, glory, hallelujah, that is strong and mighty, Father God, that you are a refuge, Father God, to your people, Father God. Oh, glory, hallelujah. You are a strong tower and the righteous can run and be safe, oh, God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, so we just thank you, God, for divinely covering the people on today, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, and their families and their loved ones, Father God. Glory to your name, Father God. We bless you, we bless you, we bless you. We praise you, oh, God. Glory, hallelujah, because you're worthy of all the praise and the glory and the honor, oh, God, and we just want to give you the thanks and, oh, God, and the, oh, God, and the gratitude, Father God, glory, hallelujah, for what you're doing, Father God, right now, what you have already done, Father God, glory, hallelujah, the places, Father God, oh, God, glory, hallelujah, that you have taken us from, the places you're taking us to, Father God, we thank you, God, we praise you, God, we bless you, God, glory to your name, Father God, hallelujah, and Father God, we thank you, God, glory, hallelujah, for our overseer, Prophet Lamont Matthews. On this day, Father God, we thank you, God, glory, hallelujah, for strengthening the man of God right now. Father God, glory, hallelujah, for you just, oh, God, taking him higher and deeper in you and using him for your glory. Father God, glory, hallelujah, for you downloading new, Father God, glory, hallelujah, wisdom, Father God, from on high, Father God, glory, hallelujah, new revelation. Oh, God, glory, hallelujah, you unlocking, oh, God, new mysteries to him, Father God, and codes, Father God, to bring about to your people, Father God, and we just thank you, God, glory, hallelujah, for you covering him, Father God, as you come and he go, Father God, blessing his food and his water, Father God, glory, hallelujah, blessing his family, Father God, his parents, Father God, his children, Father God, the grandchildren, Father God, glory, hallelujah, the siblings, Father God, blessing the ministry, oh, God, and each and every leader, Father God, connected to the ministry and all the ministry partners, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God, I thank you, God, and I praise you, oh, God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, for you doing it right now, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, meeting the needs of your people on today, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. And I thank you, God, for the Lifeline Conference coming up, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. I pray in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, that there will be an outpouring, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, of your spirit. Father God, glory, hallelujah, that there will be miracle signs and wonders unleashed, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, that the captives that will be set free, Father God, souls will come to you, Father God, glory, hallelujah, that the chains will be broken, Father God, glory, hallelujah, oh God, hallelujah, oh God, I give you the praise and I give you the glory and I give you the honor, oh God, glory, hallelujah, we just thank you, God, even for this fast, Father God, we thank you, God, glory, hallelujah, that things are shifting even on the fast, Father God, glory, hallelujah, oh God, I thank you, God, glory, hallelujah, that for radical change for your people, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, I want to bless you on today. We want to bless you collectively on today, Father God. Oh God, and we just want to pray, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh God, for those that are lost on today, Father God, those that don't know you, Father God, that they would come to know you for themselves, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, that they would cry out, what must I do to be saved? Oh God, glory, hallelujah. And Father God, we're praying for those that are and backslidden states on today, Father God, that you would draw them back to you, Father God, their first love, Father God, glory, hallelujah, oh God, hallelujah, and they would cry out to you, Father God, glory, hallelujah, oh God, hallelujah, and you receive them with open arms, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, we want to give you the praise and the glory and the honor, and Father God, we pray for our children on today, Father God, glory, hallelujah, oh God, we pray for our children, the children all over the world, Father God, young and old, Father God, newborn, Father God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, children in utero, Father God, we're praying right now in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God, that you are moving by your spirit for them, that you're covering them, Father God, that you're protecting them, Father God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, help them, Father God, glory, hallelujah, to make wise choices. Father God, glory, hallelujah. Help them, Father God, glory, hallelujah, to take a moment, Father God, glory, hallelujah, before they decide to do things. Oh, God, and check it over with you. Give them a relationship with you, Father God, a right relationship with you, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, let them know, Father God, glory, hallelujah, they are important to you, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, that, hallelujah, that you created them with a divine purpose in mind, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. Glory, hallelujah. Show them their purpose, Father God. Oh, God, we thank you, God. We praise you, oh, God, and stir up the gifts on the inside of them, Father God. Glory to your name, Father God. Hallelujah. Place them on their destiny track, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, and let them walk in the divine purpose that you have designed for their lives, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah. Oh, God, we're binding up, Father God, rebellion over the youth on today, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, and we send it back to God's places in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. And we lose a spirit of obedience over them, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. Glory, hallelujah. Put them on fire for you, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Many times they say, I'm young and I need to experience some things, oh, God. Glory, hallelujah. But, Father God, let them know, Father God, the greatest experience is you, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. I thank you, God, and I praise you, God. Glory, hallelujah. Raise them up, Father God, in this hour, Father God, to be on fire for you, Father God, like never before, Father God. We thank you, God, and we praise you, God. Glory to your name for the children, and we thank you, God, for those that graduated, Father God. We give you the glory, we give you the honor, we give you the praise, oh, God. Glory, hallelujah. We thank you, God, glory, hallelujah, that they will go on to new endeavors, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, that they will go forth, Father God, glory, hallelujah, and they would excel in all that they do, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God, everything they put their hands to, Father God, even as they go forth in higher learning, Father God, higher education, Father God, glory, hallelujah, oh, God, move by your spirit for them, Father God, glory, hallelujah, oh, God, we pray in the mighty name of Jesus, they will excel and succeed, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God, with your help, they can do it. They can make it. We all can make it with your help, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, and I just want to thank you, God. I want to praise you, God. I want to bless your holy name, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. And, Father God, glory, hallelujah. We're lifting up, Father God, the homeless on today, Father God, those that have no residence, Father God, those that are outdoors, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. We pray in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God, that the mighty move, oh, God. Glory, hallelujah. Take place for the homeless on today, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, that you would open doors that no man can close for them, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, that you would do a new thing in their lives, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, that you would even shift the mindsets, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, that you would give them new strategies, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, glory, hallelujah. Shift their thought realm, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God, glory, hallelujah, that you would give them a second chance, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, a new leash on life. Father God, glory, hallelujah, do it for them, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God, glory, hallelujah, we, oh, God, we lose, hallelujah, apartments and homes, oh, God, glory, hallelujah, and safe places of residence right now over your people, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God, glory, hallelujah, we thank you, God, glory, hallelujah, for providing the finances, Father God, glory, hallelujah, to your people, Father God, glory, hallelujah, for whatever area, oh, God, glory, hallelujah, they need, hallelujah, the finances for, Father God. You know all about it, Father God. Do it right now in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. And, Father God, feed those that are hungry on today, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah. Fill their cupboards, oh, God. Fill their refrigerators, Father God. Fill their bellies on today, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Don't let any of your people lack on today, Father God. We cancel the lack in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. And we thanking you, God, that you're making us the head and not the tail, above and not beneath, the lender and not the borrower, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. We thanking you, God, that you have already stored up the wealth of the wicked for the righteous, oh, God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, and I thank you, God. Glory, hallelujah, for even the businesses, Father God, that people are starting, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, we pray for provision, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. We pray, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, that, hallelujah, for funding for the businesses, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, and I thank you, God, for even giving them new and witty ideals right now, downloading the ideals right now. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, glory, hallelujah, I thank you that their businesses shall prosper in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. I give you the praise and I give you the glory and I give you the honor, oh God, glory, hallelujah. And Father God, hallelujah, we pray for the bereaved on today, Father God, those that have lost family members, Father God, glory, hallelujah. We thank you, God, that the comforter has already been sent, Father God. We thank you, God, that you're upholding them right now with your mighty right hand, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, that you're strengthening them, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, that you're speaking to their minds and speaking to their hearts, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, you're mending their hearts, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, you're lifting up the heaviness off of them, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God, I thank you, God, and I give you the praise, oh, God. Glory, hallelujah, that these bereaved families are walking on one accord, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, we're canceling bickering and arguments. Oh, God, glory, hallelujah, over estates and just, oh, God, old things, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God, but we loose love. Oh, God, we loose your peace upon them, Father God, that they can walk in love and peace towards one another and they can uphold one another in a time of bereavement, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God, that meet every one of their needs, Father God, by your riches and glory in Christ Jesus, oh, God. We give you the praise, we give you the glory, we give you the honor on today, Father God. And, Father God, we're praying, Father God, glory, hallelujah, for those that are sick, Father God, those that need a touch in their body, Father God, we release that healing balm right now in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. Glory, hallelujah. Let your, oh, God, your divine healing virtue flow right now upon your people, Father God. On this line, oh, God, your people all over the world, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God, touch right now, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Everything, oh, God, hallelujah. It's not like you in these bodies, Father God. Every sickness, every illness, every disease known to man, Father God, glory, hallelujah. We eradicate it right now and send it back to the dry place in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. And we're binding up that spirit of infirmity on today, Father God, glory, hallelujah. And we thank you, God, that it's taken its rightful place in the pit of hell, oh, God. And we give you praise, we give you glory, we give you honor on today, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, that these bodies are divinely aligning, Father God, with your word, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, they're coming under the obedience of your word, Father God, as referenced in Isaiah 53 and 5, where it said, by his stripes they were healed. Oh, God, so we thank you, God, that healing is here. Oh, God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, help us, Father God, to walk in it and receive it, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, I thank you, God, I praise you, God, and I do bless you, God. Glory, hallelujah. And, Father God, we're lifting up families all over the world, Father God. We're thanking you, God, for unifying the families, oh, God, putting them on one accord, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Restoring the family back together, oh, God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, where families, hallelujah, are highly dysfunctional, Father God. We thank you, God, that peace is being released unto them now. Love is being released unto them now, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God, we give you the praise. We give you the glory. Hallelujah. We thank you, God, for marriages, Father God, for you moving into marriages, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, for you stabilizing the marriages, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, you restoring the marriages, Father God. You're bringing back the fire to the marriages, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. We thank you, God, for opening up those lines of communication when there is no communication, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God, we give you the praise. We give you the glory. We give you the honor. Oh, God, glory, hallelujah, for shifting the atmosphere for husbands and wives everywhere, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, we're thanking you, God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, that when we blotting out divorce and separation, and we sending it back to the dry place in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God, and we just give you the praise. Oh, God, all glory belongs to you, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, for you are worthy and worthy to be praised. You are able, Father God, to do all things but fail. Oh, God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, touch those, Father God, that are downtrodden, Father God. Touch those that are heartbroken on today, Father God. Oh, God, lift up the self-esteem of your people, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, glory, hallelujah. Lift up the faith, Father God. Take the faith to new levels, Father God, on today, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah. Somebody need a breakthrough on today, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. And, Father God, we praise you in advance for the breakthrough, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, do it for your people everywhere, Father God. Hallelujah. Oh, God, we thank you, God, and we pray, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, for those that have court cases, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah. Vindicate your people, Father God. Bring them out with the victory, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God, we thank you, God, for overthrowing the unjust judge. Oh, God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, we give you praise. We give you glory. We give you honor. Oh, God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, we thank you, God. We thank you, we thank you, we thank you, God, for early releases, oh, God, from the prison system, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, for those wrongly accused, Father God, for our loved ones. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God, we thank you, God. Oh, God, we praise you, God. Glory, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah, somebody's son, Father God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, is facing heavy charges, oh, God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, do it for them, Father God, turn it around, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, we thank you, God, we praise you, God, for doing it right now. Oh, God, we thank you for the victory, Father God, glory, hallelujah. We thank you, God, glory, hallelujah, that the enemy will not be able to indict him. Father God, glory, hallelujah, move by your spirit now, Father God. Oh, God, we thank you, God, we thank you, we thank you, we thank you, and we praise you, God, that is already done in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, we praise your name, Father God, hallelujah. Oh, there's none like you. Oh, God, we know there's none like you in all the earth. We have searched all over and found none like you, oh, God. None so holy, none so righteous, none so loving, none so kind, none so faithful, Father God. We thank you for your faithfulness in our lives, Father God. Even when we're unfaithful, Father God, glory, hallelujah, you still remain faithful to us, Father God, glory, hallelujah. You look past the faults and still meet the needs, Father God, glory, hallelujah, oh, God. We thank you, God, glory, hallelujah, for you. Your loving kindness, Father God. We thank you that you love us with an everlasting love that never quits, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. But, Father God, help us on today to walk upright before you, Father God. Help us, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah, to not compromise, take down, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Help us, Father God. Oh, God, to be clothed in righteousness, Father God, and holiness. You said, be holy because you are holy, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. So help us to stay in holiness, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. We give you the praise, oh, God. We give you the glory. We're giving you the honor on today, Father God. Hallelujah. And, Father God, hallelujah, we're binding up, Father God, every principality, every high and haughty thing that would exalt itself against your knowledge. Every fiery dart of the enemy, we're reaching up right now. We're intercepting it, and we're casting it right back down to the pit of hell in the mighty name of Jesus. Every trick, every trap, every ploy, every plot, and every plan, oh, God, we render it null and void right now in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. Glory, hallelujah. We give you the praise, oh, God, for victory. Victory, victory, victory. We thank you, God, for turning things around, for you turning it around, oh, God, for you shifting the atmosphere. We thank you, God, for overturning verdicts, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, we thank you, God, glory, hallelujah, for, hallelujah, even, hallelujah, medical reports being turned around, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. We thank you now, Father God, that this atmosphere is conducive, oh, God, for blessings to come forth, Father God, for miracles to be unleashed, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. We thank you, God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, we thank you, oh, God, for, hallelujah, for covering your people everywhere, Father God. And though the backs, some backs are against the wall, Father God, we thank you, God, for being the way maker, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, for making a way out of no way, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. You said in your word that if we commit our ways to you, oh, God, you said that in Psalm 37:5, commit our ways to you, trust you, and you will bring to pass the speck that is expected in. So, Father God, help us to trust you all the more, Father God. Help us not to throw in the towel and give up, Father God, in this hour, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, but keep on pressing forth, Father God, towards the mark of the high calling that is in Christ Jesus, oh, God. Glory, hallelujah. We're binding up spirits of suicide on today. We send it back to the dry place in the mighty name of Jesus, and we loosen life and life more abundantly. We're binding up oppression and depression on today, and we send it back to the dry places in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God, and we thank you, God, and we praise you, God. Glory, hallelujah, for just touching the minds of your people, Father God. We thank you, God, glory, hallelujah, that Satan's lips is cut off right now. Those lying lips of Lucifer are cut off right now to speak to your people and being cast into, they're being cast into the fiery sea right now in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, every attack, oh, God, we drive it back right now to the dry place in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. And we thank you, God, we praise you, God, and we're binding up all that witchcraft and white magic, oh, God, and that black magic, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, that Santeria, that hoodoo and that voodoo, that obia, Father God, those hexes and those vexes and those taboos, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, that hocus pocus, oh God, we send it right back to dry places in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. And we thank you, God, glory, hallelujah, for your word that says, suffer not the witch to live, oh God. Glory, hallelujah. So we thank you, God, that every trick, oh God, is falling back. Every snare is falling back to dry places in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. And we thank you that no weapon formed against your people shall prosper, and every tongue that rise up in judgment against them shall be condemned. We thank you, God, glory, hallelujah, that as we dwell in the secret place of the Most High, oh God, we shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty, oh God. Glory, hallelujah. And Father God, we're binding up backlash and retaliation because of these prayers, oh God. Glory, hallelujah. And God, hallelujah, we just want to thank you, God, that while we're yet speaking, you've already answered, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. And we thank you, God. Glory, hallelujah. And we praise you, God. Glory, hallelujah. And we love you, Father God. And we bless your holy name. In the mighty name of Jesus, we say amen and amen and amen. Hallelujah. Glory to his name.
Amen. Hallelujah. Bless you, Father God. Hallelujah. God, we just glorify you. We magnify you. We adore you. We exalt you. We exhort you. Father God, you are worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. We love you more on today, God, than we did on yesterday. Hallelujah, God. We thank you for your loving kindness and your tender mercies, oh God. We thank you for new mercies each and every morning, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, for your people, God. We thank you for the saints of the Most High, God. Father, we thank you, Lord God, that you have loved the world, oh God, for you sent your only begotten Son, oh God, that whosoever believe in him should not perish, but have everlasting life, oh God. So we thank you on today, oh God, for sending your Son Jesus, oh God, that those souls, oh God, hallelujah, that you created before the foundations of the world, oh God, can have a right to the tree of life, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. So we thank you on today, oh God, hallelujah, for good success, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, hallelujah, that you've caused us to triumph, oh God, and be overcomers, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you, oh God, hallelujah, that the purposes, oh God, that you have created in us, oh God, hallelujah, shall be fulfilled, Father, in the name of Jesus, because we shall go forth and seek your face like never before, oh God, hallelujah, to fulfill the commission, oh God, to even fill the great commission, oh God, of going out into all the world, oh God, hallelujah, and speaking your word to the people, oh God, being a light to your people, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. So God, we just praise you and we bless you on today. We magnify your holiness, oh God. We exalt your holiness, oh God, hallelujah. We thank you for salvation, hallelujah. We thank you for your grace and your mercy, oh God. We thank you for being our protection, oh God, hallelujah. We thank you, oh God, hallelujah, that you sit high and look low, oh God. We thank you, oh God, that you are above all that is called God. You are preeminent, oh God. You are omnipotent, oh God, all-powerful. You are omniscient, oh God, all-knowing, oh God. You are omnipresent, Father, all everywhere at the same time, oh God, in the name of Jesus. So, God, we as intercessors, oh God, on today stand, hallelujah, in the gap, making up the hedge, oh God, for your people, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, and we bless the intercessors all over the world, Father, hallelujah, as they stand, oh God, on guard, oh Father, hallelujah, to do your will, to do your bidding, oh God, in the name of Jesus, to do the Godspeed, oh God, hallelujah, to speak your word, hallelujah, in power, oh God, and in demonstration by your spirit, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father, we thank you for this phone line on today, oh God, we thank you for everyone on the phone line, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. God, we thank you for our overseer, hallelujah, over this phone line today. Hallelujah, Prophet Lerone Matthews. God, we ask you to continue to bless him in a special way, Father. Hallelujah, bless him from the crown of his head to the sole of his feet, Father. In the name of Jesus, bless his going in and his going out. In the name of Jesus, bless him in the city. Bless him in the field. Bless him in the marketplace. Bless him in, hallelujah, in the municipalities, oh God. Hallelujah, bless him to do your bidding. Hallelujah, bless him to do your will, oh God.
Hallelujah. Continue to fulfill your purpose and your destiny. Hallelujah. You have created for his life, oh God. Continue to crown him with wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, oh God. Continue to open up, hallelujah, words of wisdom and words of knowledge, oh God, and revelation knowledge to him. Continue to open up mysteries, oh God, and visions to him in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, God. We thank you for the prophet on today, God. Hallelujah, God. We thank you that no weapon formed against the prophet shall prosper, oh God. Hallelujah, for you said it in your word, touching on my prophet, hallelujah, touching on my anointed, and do my prophets no harm. So, God, we thank you that no harm shall come to Prophet LaRon Matthews on today. We thank you that no harm shall come to any prophets, hallelujah, that is a part of the body of Christ, the true prophet, the authentic prophets, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you that no harm shall come to the prophets, oh God, and we thank you for the anointing on today, oh God, the anointing, oh God, hallelujah, over your people, oh God, the anointing that destroys yoke, the anointing that removes burdens, oh God. We thank you for the anointing over your people, oh God. We thank you for the anointing over your fivefold ministry, Father, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Hallelujah, we ask you to continue to anoint them afresh, oh God. Continue to take them to deeper depths and higher heights in you, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Bless the apostles everywhere, all over the world, oh God. Bless the prophets everywhere, all over the world, Father. Bless the evangelists everywhere, all over the world, oh God. Hallelujah, bless every pastor all over the world, Father, in the name of Jesus. Bless every evangelist all over the world, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. We thank you for the fivefold ministries, oh God, hallelujah, of the apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers. We thank you, Lord God, that you've called them, oh God, and called them, oh God, for the work of the ministry, oh God. Hallelujah, for the edifying of the body of Christ, oh God. Hallelujah, to help us come into the unity of the faith, oh God, and the fullness of the Godhead, God. Bless your leaders, oh God. Bless them to come into unity, Father. In the name of Jesus, we bind spirits of division. We bind spirits of lying and torment, oh God. We bind spirits that come to hinder, kill, and destroy, oh God. Hallelujah, the leaders that you're raising up, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus, we cover them in the blood of Jesus, oh God. Cover their minds. Strengthen them, oh God. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, continue to be their battle axe and their weapons of war, Father. In the name of Jesus, cause them to speak your word, oh God, and drop your word like a hammer, oh God. Cause them to set their face like a flint, oh God. In the name of Jesus, cause them to be adamant, oh God, strong in you and the power of your might, Father. In the name of Jesus, cause them to look, endure to the end, Father. In the name of Jesus, to help your people everywhere, Father. Hallelujah, God. And we thank you, oh God, for our leaders and our coverings on today, oh God. We thank you for bishops, oh God. Cause them to function in the church, oh God. Cause them to function in the body of Christ as you have set them in the church to function, oh God. Each and every bishop on today, oh God. The elders, oh God. The seniors, oh God. In the name of Jesus, the mothers and the fathers, oh God. All the overseers, bless them in a special way. Cover them, oh God, to do your will. Cover them, oh God. Comfort their hearts, oh God, where they feel weak at, oh God. Where they feel feeble, oh God. Cover them in the name of Jesus, oh God. Every administration gift, oh God, that's helping to administrate, oh God, the body of Christ, that's continuing to help to set things in order, oh God. You said you desire that things be done in decent and in order, oh God. So help the administrations, oh God, to help the church move, hallelujah, hallelujah, in the spirit of excellence, oh God, with decency and in order. We bind up every spirit of confusion in the name of Jesus. We bind up every lying tongue, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. We decree and declare that your word is true, oh God, and every man is a liar, oh God. We stand upon your word and your promises, which is yes and amen. We thank you, oh Father God, that we're completing you, oh Father, who is the head of all principality and power, oh God. Strengthen the body of Christ, oh God, those that are authentic, oh God, those that are genuine, oh God, hallelujah, those that are real about your kingdom business, those that are real about advancing your business and your kingdom, oh God. In the name of Jesus, strengthen us as a body, oh God. Cause us to be fine in our location in the body, oh God, to function in our capacity of the part you have put us in, oh God, and increase each and every one of our capacities, oh God, to stretch out in you, Father. Hallelujah. To abide in your word, oh God, and let your word abide in us, oh God. Hallelujah. That we will, hallelujah, bring forth much fruit, oh God, 30, 60, and 100-fold, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. So we thank you for our coverings on today, oh God. We thank you, oh God, hallelujah, for Lifeline Conference on today, God. We thank you, Lord God. We ask you to, hallelujah, be glorified, oh God, in what we say and do. Be glorified in this conference, oh God. Hallelujah. Let not flesh glory in thy sight, oh God, but you get the glory, oh God. Hallelujah. We lift you up above all that is called, God, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Hallelujah. Let your purpose and your perfect will be done for this conference, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Bless those that are coming, hallelujah, from near and far, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Bless them in the airways, oh God, as they fly, oh God. Bless them on the road as they travel, oh God. Hallelujah. Be their navigation system, oh God, to lead and guide them and direct them, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Be a lamp into their feet, oh God, and a light into our pathway, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Hallelujah. We bind up backlash and retaliation. We bind up all trouble, all accidents, all hurt, harm, danger, seen and unseen over the people of God on today, over the people in the world, over the secular world. We cover, hallelujah, the world in the blood of Jesus. Jesus died on the cross, oh God. You sent your son to die for the world, oh God. Hallelujah, that those that believe shall have the right to everlasting life, oh God. So we cover the world in the blood of Jesus, oh God. Hallelujah, because you called us, hallelujah, to bring us out of the world. Even though we in the world, we're not of the world, God. So in the name of Jesus, cover us in the blood of Jesus, oh God. Cover the minds of the people, oh God. Cover your people in the name of Jesus, Lord God, with the blood, oh God. Move opposition, move oppression, move depression, move suppression, oh God. Hallelujah, for many are hurt, hallelujah. For many are downtrodden, oh God. Let them look to the hill from which cometh their help, Father, in the name of Jesus. Let them know their help come from you, oh God. Cause them to see your beacon light, Father, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Hallelujah, God. Cause them, hallelujah, to be, hallelujah, spared, oh God. Hallelujah, from the enemy that comes in like a flood, oh God. In the name of Jesus, cause them to be spared from the enemy, oh God. Hallelujah. You said you sent your word to heal, oh God, and to deliver and to set free, oh God, in the name of Jesus. So deliver and set your people free on today, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We speak, hallelujah, life, oh God, hallelujah, over this air, over this phone line and over to the airways, oh God. We speak life, oh God. Send the deluge, oh God, hallelujah, against the camp of the enemy. Send the deluge against the flood of the enemy, in the name of Jesus. Send your deluge, oh God, and cause your people to be gathered, oh God. Cause them to come into the camp of righteousness, oh God. Cause them to come into the camp of holiness, Father, in the name of Jesus, God. We thank you for victory on today, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, hallelujah. Bless each and every member, oh God, hallelujah, of this phone line, oh God. Each and every covenant partner, each and every son of and daughter of LaRon Matthews Ministry, cover them in the name of Jesus. Bless Restoration Prophetic, hallelujah, International Ministries on today, oh God. How second gonna be a Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministry. Bless them, oh God. Hallelujah, even as they will house the Lifeline Conference, oh God. Bless us to be on post, oh God. Bless us to be in order, oh God. Let the spirit of excellence be upon us, oh God. Hallelujah, in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah, bless the speakers on today. Bless Apostle Mari Simmons on today. Bless his wife, oh God. Bless, hallelujah, those troops, oh God. His sons and his daughters, oh God. Those that's in covenant with him, oh God. Hallelujah, those sheep that's with him, oh God. Bless them in a special way, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Bless his house, oh God. Bless Restoration and Truth Church, Father, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Bless House of Prayer, oh God, the Keeblers on today, in the name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. Bless Pastor Ganey on today. Bless Pastor Wilkes on today, in the mighty name of Jesus. Bless our, hallelujah, our intercessor, oh God. Hallelujah, that's over this intercessory prayer line, Father. Linda Brown, bless her in a special way, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. hallelujah. Thank you for standing in the gap, oh God. Even when we don't hear and see, oh God, we ask you to bless her, hallelujah, in a special way, oh God. Hallelujah, as she stands for your people, oh God, in intercession, oh God. Hallelujah, we call her intercession to your remembrance, Father, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Meet the need, oh God. Hallelujah, give her the desires of her heart, Father, in the name of Jesus, Father. Hallelujah, bless Mother Sydney on today. Hallelujah, bless and strengthen her, oh God. Hallelujah, cause her to come forth and continue truth, oh God. Cause her to come forth and continue power and might in the name of Jesus. Bless the leaders, hallelujah, of Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministry, oh God. Hallelujah, bless Sister Carswell on today. Robbie Apostle Carswell, Father, bless her in a special way, oh God. Strengthen her, oh God. Meet her need, oh God. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you for her servitude, oh God, and her leadership, hallelujah, under Prophet LaRon Matthews' ministry, God. In the name of Jesus, oh God, bless your leaders, oh God. Cover them, God. Strengthen them, oh God. Protect them in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh God, we thank you, oh God, for ordering our steps, oh God, in your word, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Loose your ministering angels, oh God. Loose your warring angels. Loose your messenger angels. Loose your guardian angels, oh God. Hallelujah, cause them to stand post, oh God. Cause them to stand cloud, to stand, hallelujah, on their post, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we loose them, oh God. Hallelujah, in this earth realm, oh God. In the name of Jesus, oh God. Hallelujah, cause us to be a cloud of witness, oh God. In the name of Jesus, to fulfill your purpose, oh God. To know what you're causing us to do at such a time as this, in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you for order, oh God. Thank you, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Hallelujah, Father. In the name of Jesus, God, we loose joy on today. Hallelujah. You said the joy of the Lord is our strength, oh God. Hallelujah. We thank you, God, hallelujah, for the joy of the Lord, Father. Hallelujah. The body of Christ needs joy, hallelujah. The body of Christ needs to rejoice, Father. So we ask you, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, hallelujah, that they will, hallelujah, receive the joy on today, oh God, the goodness, hallelujah, hallelujah, the cheerfulness, the gladness, the happiness, oh God. Loose it to the body of Christ, Father, because it is a strength to us, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Father. We thank you for the joy, hallelujah. We thank you, oh God, for the goodness, oh God. We think on things that are pure, oh God. We think on things that are lovely, oh God. We think on things that are honest, oh Father. Think on things that are lovely and are good report, oh God. Hallelujah. This is our virtue, and we think on the good things, oh God. Hallelujah. We delight, hallelujah, to do your will, God. We delight to be your children, oh God. We delight to serve you, Father, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord God, hallelujah, that you said a merry heart does good like a medicine, oh God. So we thank you, Father God, hallelujah, that we have a merry heart, oh God. We decree and declare, hallelujah, that our joy gives us a merry heart, oh God. In the name of Jesus, oh God, it brings forth the healing, oh God. It brings forth the healing balm in Gilead. In the name of Jesus, it calls us to be touched by the great physician, you, Lord God. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, hallelujah, God, we decree and we declare on today, hallelujah, the joy of the Lord over your people, oh God. Hallelujah, men's hearts are failing them for fear, oh God, but we lose the spirit of joy. We lose the spirit of rejoicing. We lose the spirit of happiness. We lose the spirit of strength. We lose the spirit of the protection. In the mighty name of Jesus. So we thank you for joy, oh God. Hallelujah. We thank you for joy, oh God. We make joyful noises, oh God. Hallelujah. Unto you, God. In the name of Jesus. We make joyful noises unto you in the land, oh God. Hallelujah, because we trust in you, oh God. We delight in you, oh God. We delight in serving you, oh God, because you said your promises are yes and amen, oh God. You said you will watch over your word to perform it, oh God. We thank you because your word is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, oh God. It pierced even to the dividing asunder, oh God, of our souls and our spirit, oh God, and it is and of our joints and even our marrows, wills, oh God, and it is the discerner, oh God, of our thoughts and the intents of our heart, God. So we thank you for your word, oh God. We thank you for your word that we have planted in our heart, oh God. We thank you for your word that we have hid in our heart, oh God, that we will not sin against you, oh God. We thank you that you will write your word, oh God, your laws, oh God, in our hearts and in our mind, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh God, we thank you, oh God, that you reigneth, oh God. You reigneth over the earth, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Hallelujah. We thank you, oh God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That the fire, oh God. Hallelujah. Go before us, oh God. Hallelujah. You are fire, oh God. Hallelujah. That go before us at night, oh God. You are a cloud that go before us at day, oh God. So we are not in fear, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we bind every spirit of fear, oh God. Hallelujah. We bind every spirit of torment in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Father God, for your protection. We thank you for your strong arm. We thank you, oh God, for your mighty hand, oh God. Hallelujah, God. We thank you that you are our battle axe and our weapon of war, oh God. We thank you that you teach our hands to fight and our fingers to war, oh God, that a bow of steel is broken into our arms, oh God. We thank you, oh God, we are not ignorant of Satan's devices. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, let your light shine upon your people, oh God. Let your light shine upon out of our hearts, oh God. Let people know us by our love, oh God. Let them see you in us, oh God. Let them see you, oh God, coming out of us, oh God, by our love, oh God, by how we care for our brothers and our sisters, oh God, how we give to the poor, oh God, how we give to the homeless, oh God, how we help those in need, oh God, in the name of Jesus, how we go into the houses, oh God, hallelujah, to those that have not, in God, and bless them, hallelujah, at the time of need, oh God, how we go into the nursing homes and pray for those, oh God, whose family has left and has not even came to visit them, oh God. Father, help us to continue to be you in the earth, oh God. You said you made us little gods, oh God. So help us to be you in the earth, oh God. Help us to shine your light, oh God, out of us, oh, hallelujah, to do your will and to do your bidding, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. So God, we thank you, oh God, hallelujah, for your protection. We thank you for your grace. We thank you for your mercy, oh God. Hallelujah. We thank you for your light, oh God. We thank you for truth, oh God. We thank you that truth shall prevail, oh God. We thank you for truth marches on, oh God. Hallelujah, oh God. Hallelujah. Even though we may walk through the valley of the shadow of death, Father, we will fear no evil because you are with me, oh God. Hallelujah. We thank you, oh God, that your rod and your staff comfort us, oh God, in the name of Jesus. So we rejoice in it, oh God. We trust you, oh God. Hallelujah. We delight to do your will, Father, in the name of Jesus. So, God, meet the need on the day. Those that have a desire, oh God, to come to the conference, oh God, to the Lifeline Conference, oh God. Hallelujah. Meet them, hallelujah, where they at, oh God. Hallelujah. Do a supernatural work for them, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And even as it's called the Lifeline Conference, oh God. Hallelujah. Cause that life, oh God, to reach into the lines of your people, oh God, in the name of Jesus, as we come as an assembly and gather, oh God. Let that line go forth and reach life into all people around, oh God, into the neighborhoods, oh God. Hallelujah, at the Restoration Church, oh God. Hallelujah, into the community, oh God, into regions, oh God. Let it go through the cities, oh God. Let it go into the suburbs, oh God, to different cities and neighborhoods, oh God, to different countries, oh God. Let it reach far and near, oh God, and let people know that God has thrown out his lifeline. Oh God, send out your lifeline, oh, let it not be just a theme or a title or a word, oh God, but let it be, hallelujah, a manifestation, hallelujah, of your life, oh God, of your glory, oh God, of your purpose, of your will to us, oh God, hallelujah, hallelujah, let it be a line, hallelujah, even as, hallelujah, we have a line, oh God, hallelujah, that comes into our heart, oh God, that keeps us, that calls us to eat from the lifeline, oh, hallelujah, of our mother, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, let the word of God be rich and dwell amongst your people, Father. In the name of Jesus, heal, deliver, and set free, oh, God. For many are wounded, oh, God. For many are downtrodden, oh, God. For many have gave up, oh, God. Hallelujah, but cause them to look for you, oh, God. Cause them to come to you, oh, God. Cause them to say, what must I do to be saved, oh, God. Cause them them to ask you to forgive them if they sin against you, oh God. Hallelujah, 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 oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God. You said, hallelujah, you forgive all sin except for that which blasphemed the Holy Ghost, God. So even if they did something that they weren't supposed to do, even if they took a vaccine and they weren't supposed to do it, oh God, you can forgive them for that, oh God. But you said it in your words, you can forgive them for that, oh God. But you will not forgive, oh God, for the blaspheme, hallelujah, against the Holy Ghost, the blaspheme against your truth, the blaspheme against your presence, the blaspheme, hallelujah, against the manifestation, hallelujah, of what you told us to do, oh God. Hallelujah, we trust in you, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Hallelujah, so forgive on today, oh God. Hallelujah, forgive our ignorance, oh God, for those who have done things in ignorance, oh God. Forgive us, Lord God. Hallelujah, for you said you'll forgive us, oh God. So we ask you to forgive those, hallelujah, who have offended you, oh God, who have grieved you, oh God, who have overrided you in any way, form, or fashion, oh God. Hallelujah, God. We ask you to forgive them on today, oh God. We cover them in the blood. We cover ourselves in the blood. I cover my own mind in the blood. I cover my own family in the blood. Oh God, we cover families on today, mothers and fathers, sons and daughters, oh God. We cover those sons and daughters, oh God, that are warring against their family, that are warring against their parents, oh God. You said if we honor our mother and our father on the hallelujah on the earth, oh God, we will have long life, oh God. Hallelujah. So we ask you to cover the children on today. Cover the young adults, oh God. Hallelujah. They are wild and reckless in the earth, oh God. They're going around with a whatever mentality, oh God. Father, we ask you to cover them in a special way on today. Hallelujah, oh God. Help your people everywhere. Meet the need, oh God. Hallelujah. We thank you for the blood of Jesus that prevails, oh God. We cover each and every one that's listening with the blood of Jesus, oh God. We thank you, oh God, Father, for ordering our steps. Hallelujah, in your word on today. Hallelujah, those that are on this phone line, hallelujah, those that are listening in, oh God, hallelujah, you know the unspoken and the spoken requests they have before you, oh God. So cover them, oh God. Order their steps in your word. Lead and guide them into all truth, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father. Hallelujah, be that lamp into their feet, oh God. Be that light into their pathway, oh God. Lead them into the ways of righteousness, oh God. Let them first seek you and your kingdom, oh God, and your righteousness, oh God, that all the things that they have need of shall be supplied, oh God. You said, hallelujah, you will supply all our need according to your riches and glory, oh God, because you are our God, oh God, and you do exceeding and abundantly above all that we can ever ask or think, according to the power that works within us, oh God. So meet the need on your people on today, oh God. Let them believe in you. Let them trust in you. Let them activate their faith in you, oh God, and even as they have faith in you, oh God, you will watch over it, oh God, to know that they trust you, oh God, and you will move on their behalf. So Father, we thank you, oh God. Bless people with finances, oh God. Bless them with resources, oh God. Bless them with the ideals, oh God, godly ideals, oh God, which will bring prosperity, which will bring wealth, oh God. You said wealth and riches shall be in our house, oh God. So give them those godly ideals, oh God. Cause them to be creative, oh God, to have witty inventions, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Thank you, oh God. Thank you for your promises, our yes and amen. Thank you for meeting the needs of your people. Hallelujah. And thank you, Lord God, for our leader on today. We bind up every spirit of backlash and retaliation. We bind up every spirit of distraction that will come against him and his family. We bind up every spirit of backlash and retaliation that will bring division. We bind it in the name of Jesus. Every spirit that will work against us, every spirit of demonic influence that will try to speak against us, against our leader, in the name of, we bind your powers in the name of Jesus. We cancel your assignments. We pull it out of the air. We command it to fall, hallelujah, on deaf ears and deaf and dry ground in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We honor, we love, and we respect our leaders. We honor, we love, and we respect, oh God, hallelujah, the body of Christ, oh God, because we are one in you, oh God. It's one Lord, one faith, one baptism, oh God. And we thank you for these blessings in Jesus' great and mighty name. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Amen, amen, amen. Praise God.
Bless the Lord. Glory to God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, we come before you on this day. Father, we thank you for who you are to us. as you said in your word, God, in the book of Isaiah, you are Emmanuel, you are with us. And now, God, I decree and declare your word, God, that you will keep us and cover us. Joshua said in the word of God, Lord Jesus, he said, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. God, we thank you right now for the power and the ability and the strength to serve you even now in Jesus' name. John 3:30, he says in the gospel, decrease, God, that you may increase the more. Father, I thank you right now for the intercessors and the prayer warriors and the ministry gifts, Lord, that are faithful in the earth realm in the time of trouble. They're faithful in the midst of struggles. They're faithful in the midst of dealing with their own personal challenges. They're faithful in the midst of cataclysmic, catastrophic events. And so today, God, I ask that you will refill them in the mighty name of Jesus. Let the oil of your joy overtake them. Let the presence of your glory manifest in them and through them even the more in Jesus' name. You said in your word in Matthew 18, chapter and verses number 18, whatever we bind on earth, terrestrial realm, and bound in heaven, celestial realm. And God, right now, we stand on the word of God and the power of the breakthrough for them on this day in the name of Jesus. Strengthen them, God, as they have poured out. And we know that the enemy lies lurking with monitoring spirit distraction. And we pour down every demonic activity, even as it was decreed, and it came forth in the attack within the prince of Persia against Daniel in chapter number 6. Father, we stand on the word of God, chapter number 10, and we stand on the word of God, Lord, we're decreeing and declaring your word for the ministry gifts and the intercessors even now in the name of Jesus. Those that have been faithful to you, God, and have stood the test of time, you said in your word, God, in the book of Philippians 1:6, being confident of this very thing, he who has begun a good work in us, God, them, will perform it unto the day of Jesus Christ. God, I thank you right now for opening them up to new and clear understanding, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, as they pray and decree and declare the word, God. Loose them into the mysteries of the depths of the kingdom, God, in the name of Jesus. You said in your word, the deep calleth unto the deep. In the book of Psalm 42, God, we decree and declare, Lord Jesus, that you will open up unto them portals in the spirit realm, God, that they will be able to tap into the DNA, God, of the bloodlines of their generational line and halt the hand of the enemy and stop the traps of demonic activity and blood sacrifice in ancient activity of the hand of the enemy in bloodline, God, that have been opened to the enemy, God, in the name of Jesus. Now, God, we stand on the word of God that you will move on the behalf of our children, God, and our children's children, Lord, in the name of Jesus. God, we to the now, and we decree and declare to the future in the name of Jesus. And we command our children will not operate in the bloodline of filthy demonic activity, God, that operated in our bloodline in the sins of us, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Let not the sins of our children and our father fall on the bloodline of our future, God, inheritance, will, and blessings, even now in the name of Jesus. God, we denounce and renounce, God, every satanic interference, Lord, and every door that we opened and operated in the spirit realm, God, by saying you called it or you said it, God. We renounce and denounce words that we've spoken and decreed and declared, God, from emotionalism and the spirit of lust and debauchery in our spirit, God, and call it you, God, when we open up the spirit realm to demonic activity or God we created in the name of Jesus. God, we're pulling it down now and we overruling that activity, God, in the name of Jesus. God, we go to the seat of the emotion and the seat of the issue and the concern, God, and we overrule that assignment in the name of Jesus. God, we go to the birthmark which is inside of us, God, and we stand on the word of God and we decree and declare, you give us our birthright in this season, God. We won't compromise or sell our birthright for any price tag in the mighty name of Jesus. God, we know that your word is true in the name of Jesus. And God, the word of God is yea and amen to the glory of God. Father, we thank you right now for what you're doing even now, God, through this time of prayer in the lives of your people, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. We bind the hand of the enemy that comes against the mind of your people, God, in the name of Jesus. We interrupt, God, things that we allow to get into our atmosphere, God, by way of sound and anger and frustration and unforgiveness and bitterness and road rage and things in our sensory peripheral view, God, as we move throughout this day, God, in the name of Jesus. We overrule satanic plans, God, in the name of Jesus. Satan, the Lord God, rebuke you. We bind you up in the name of Jesus. We decree and declare the word of God that was spoken in Zechariah 3 when you stood before the council of Almighty God, making an accusation against the generation of Joshua 500 years later. And God said, Satan, the Lord God rebuke you. Isn't this the brand he plucked out of the fire? God, I decree and declare right now to the winds of the south, to the winds of the north, to the winds of the east, to the winds of the west. And God, we decree and declare that a spiritual Erachladam overtake demonic spirit that lies in demonic places in the earth realm, God, in the name of Jesus, monitoring spirit, God, that monitor our ways and our technology in the mind of your people, God, in the name of Jesus, we bind up and overrule demonic activity that operates in sensory and peripheral, God. In the name of Jesus, we take authority right now over attacks that operate in the brain, in the cerebellum, in the cerebellum, God, regulating the motor movement of our body. In the name of Jesus, we overrule, God, every diabolical activity that deal with posture and balance and coordination of speech. In the name of Jesus, we overrule demonic spirit that operate through muscular activity. We take authority right now in the name of Jesus. And God, we commanded to go into dry places, leaving no residual commandidiasa. God, I come against the hand of the enemy. God cleanses of any residue that lies inside the inner sanctum of our organs and our soulless realm. We overrule the soulless realm in the name of Jesus. We take authority right now over the soulless realm that operate, God, including even the hippocampus, God. In the name of Jesus, God, move over the basal ganglion, move over movement, God, and procedure of the body, God. In the name of Jesus, we overrule thoughts that came through peripheral thought sets that create us to have habits after people, God. In the name of Jesus, losing our own identity, God, now bring us back into the mandate and the purpose, God, of destiny of the word of God. In the name of Jesus, Satan, the Lord God, rebuke you. We bind those spirits up. We come against the spirit of Nephilim. We come against the spirit of Admosia. We come against the strong man. We take an authority right now over strong man in the name of Jesus. We command the strong man in the name of Jesus to lose your hope in that vehicle, lose your hope
in that car. Loose your hold on putting on things that were not of your will, God. In the name of Jesus, put it on garments that came from stores, the other demonic spirit wore through people. In the name of Jesus, Satan, the Lord God rebuke you. We overrule every filthy demonic spirit. In the name of Jesus, we come against the spirit of perversion. We overrule the spirit of perversion in the name of Jesus that operate through television sensory, operate through sensory of sound and frequency. In the name of Jesus, Satan, the Lord God rebuke you. We bind up the hand of the enemy that operates through children, making them operate through spirit of rebellion, through technology, and through technology, technical system, God. In the name of Jesus, we overrule every diabolical sensory that calls our children to act certain type of way when their parents correct them now. In the name of Jesus, we overrule grown adults that carry pain of their past, pain of issues, pain of circumstances that they didn't lose, God, but they operate in gift, but they did not get delivered from the sin nature. In the name of Jesus, Satan, the Lord God rebuke you. We bind it up right now. We command the spirit of deliverance to break off, break out in this conference line, break out in the streets, break out in the neighborhood. In the name of Jesus, even as you did in the days of old, when the apostle would go and they would move through cities and towns, their shadow heal people. God, in the name of Jesus, let the presence of your glory be saturated in the earth realm. Let the presence of your glory be saturated over the mind. Let the presence of your glory be saturated in the earth realm. Let the presence of your glory be saturated in community. In the name of Jesus, now, God, move over the president of the United States, God. Move over ambassadors. Move over senators, all 100 of them, God. Move over all congressional officers, all 435 of them. God, move over dictators. Move over queens. Move over rulership. Move over princes. Move over heirs to thrones and thrones of family. In the name of Jesus, move over them today, God. Bring breakthrough in their homes. In the name of Jesus, we overrule demonic agents and agencies that are set up, God, to cause decoys in the earth realm, cause confusion. We move over agents and agencies, God, that are commanded by entities of the demonic world to cause confusion in countries and nations. We overrule. We overrule. We overrule. We overrule the strongmen of that town, the strongmen of that nation, the strongmen of that city, the animal strongmen of that map, the animal strongmen on that calendar, the animal strongmen on their flag. In the name of Jesus, we overrule that satanic spirit. We overrule that diabolical database that operates in the spirit realm. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, Father, we thank you for turning it down, turning it in favor of your people, God, turning it in favor of our loved ones, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Father, now we overrule scientific research and demonic activity that's been sent through scientific research. In the name of Jesus, and false demonic spirits that have done research, God, and have met in spirit realm and made covenant with demonic spirits over psychotropic medications. In the name of Jesus, God, we decree and declare that the spirit of the noble birthing, family bloodlines, in the name of Jesus, we overrule their activity in their covenant. God, I go into the spirit realm of demonic covenant, and I go into the spirit realm of demonic spirit that have made covenant, God, with demonic spirit over the life of your people, God. In the name of Jesus, we bind up the Nimrod spirit that operate in the ninth bloodline of Noah. In the name of Jesus, we overrule. We come against the strong man, and we bind up the Jezebel spirit that operates through the fatherland of Ethel. We come against the priest goddess, the demonic spirit right now. We come against fertility goddess, an ancient spirit that operates in that realm of the spirit. Satan, the Lord God, rebuke you, Ramosha, in the name of Jesus, and we overrule your trap. We overrule your research. We pull it down right now. We command your factory and your hidden building and your hidden society to desire to go inside your society and your hidden idols and your hidden worship and your hidden signals and your hidden works, and we overrule it now. In the name of Jesus, Father, we thank you right now for your glory, God, penetrating into the systems. In the name of Jesus, God, we go against illegal emails. God, you release the emails of false spirits, God, and demonic scientists and research, God. You revealing the hand of your enemy, God, in the name of Jesus. And God, we stand tall. And we stand back to see the salvation of the hand of you, God. God, you said in your word in the book of 2 Chronicles 20 and verse number 7, you told King Jehoshaphat, ye need not fight this battle. Be still and see the salvation of the Lord. This battle is not yours, but this battle is internal, eternal things, eternal demonic spirit. In the name of Jesus, now, God, we petition and we call forth legions of angels, God, to wage war on our behalf, wage war over entities, wage war over infrastructure, wage war over our family, wage war over the enemy on our behalf, God. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, God, we decree and declare your word from Joel 10 and 27. God, you said, and it shall come to pass that in that day that the yoke be taken off of our shoulders, and the burden from around our neck, and the yoke shall be destroyed because of the anointing. Let your anointing overrule God, in the name of Jesus. I bind up the spirit of pride. I overrule the spirit of false humility. I come against the spirit of deception. I bind up the spirit of manipulation. In the name of Jesus, we overrule every diabolical sensory that operates through those realms of the spirit realm, God. We come against it now, and we take down the hand of the enemy. We take down his spirit. We take down his assignment. In the name of Jesus, Father, we thank you. What you're doing now, God, move over the religious institutionalism of organization, God, that are going back to the same systems that they operate in under Nimrod and Baal. In the name of Jesus, we bind up demonic sun goddesses, and we overrule the plan. In the name of Jesus, God, we come against ritualistic doctrines, ritualistic training, ritualistic ways. In the name of Jesus, and God, we're pulling down false mindset, false pretense. In the name of Jesus, God, we overruling that spirit of the hand of the enemy. In the name of Jesus, and now, God, we decree and declare your power and your anointing that you did in the wilderness in the days of Moses, God. We command our wilderness blessing, God, as you did in the wilderness when Moses called for an offering. God, they raised up an offering. He even told the people, stop sinning more. In the name of Jesus, we command the offering. The biggest offering that was made in Bible history was in the wilderness. In the name of Jesus, let the seed of the offering fall fresh on our ministry, fall fresh on our family ministry, fall fresh on the sons and daughters. They should be blessed, God. In the name of Jesus, God, open up that portal unto them even now. In the name of Jesus, now, God, I reroute false words that's been spoken. When people made a vow that they didn't keep a vow, they kept a curse and took the vow away. But God, I bind up curses of vows that were made by people that was not the word of God, and they not keep their vow. God, I overrule vows that's in our atmosphere that causing us to be frustration by false words that's been spoken. I overrule false vows, and I decree and declare that you said in your word, if we keep a vow, you should keep your word. In the name of Jesus, we decree and declare that the power of your word manifests itself. In the name of Jesus, we decree and declare what belongs to us is ours. We command our inheritance to be loosed now. In the name of Jesus, we decree and declare your word, God, from Deuteronomy 1 and 11. You will bless us 1,000 times more, even as our fathers were blessed, God. In the name of Jesus, God, we go down to the lost treasures, the hidden treasures of the secret place, bastard into the seed of our family members. That took the bloodline of the seed of the family and got me going to the bloodline of the seed of the thief. And we command the thief deluded into the bloodline, into the fourth, fifth, sixth generation of the bloodline now. In the name of Jesus, those that were wealthy, God, that took from the seed of our family, God, we command our inheritance to be loose. In the name of Jesus, I command our inheritance to be loose, God. In the name of Jesus, I command our bloodline to oversee, to supersede the bloodline, a bloodline that kept us in poverty. In the name of Jesus, we command our melon to be blessed. We command our children to be blessed. We command our family to be blessed. In the mighty name of Jesus, move by your power, God. We decree and declare the blessings of Abraham, the blessing of Isaac, the blessing of Jacob. In the name of Jesus, we decree and declare the blessing of Joseph. In the name of Jesus, what belongs to us, God, we command it to be loosed unto us. We launch an attack into the spirit realm. We launch an attack into the spirit realm of every thief that stole from us. In the name of Jesus, you said in your word in Proverbs 6:30, if the thief be found out, he got to return sevenfold of the substance of his household. God, we go in. We launch an attack, God, into the system, God, of demonic activity that stole our inheritance. In the name of Jesus, we command, we go into the spirit realm, and we launch an attack against every diabolical assignment that's been sent out and planned for generational now, for generational seed, God. We overrule it now in the name of Jesus. Satan, the Lord God, rebuke you. We drag you back. We drag you back. We drag you back. We command you to lose your hope. We overrule. We overrule. Son, to be obstacle. God, in the name of Jesus, move by your power, God. Release a breakthrough for your people, God. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, let your healing oil, God, saturate us, God. In the name of Jesus, God, we speak the seeds that put into places that were not producing. God, in the name of Jesus, we overrule. We overrule the diabolical plan. In the name of Jesus, Father, we thank you right now for a prayer answering, God. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for your healing oil, God, healing somebody right now, healing their mind, God, healing their spirit, God. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you right now for turning it around, God. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you right now. We thank you right now. We thank you for the new doors that you're opening unto us. In the name of Jesus, we decree and declare Deuteronomy 28, blessing over our household, blessing over our jobs, blessing over our opportunity, blessing over our inheritance, blessing over our wealth. In the mighty name of Jesus, increase us now. Increase us now. We command the spirit of increase over us now. In the name of Jesus, as we blow the trumpet, we blow the shofar. In the name of Jesus, God, we command your word, God. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, God, you do it. You do it for us, God. You let your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. God, we decree and declare it shall be done. We thank you right now for the masses of blessings, the masses of breakthrough. In the name of Jesus, God, you said in your word, you'll give us the hidden treasures of darkness. God, I thank you right now for loosing unto us the wealth that belongs to us. In the mighty name of Jesus, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you right now for the glory that you're releasing, God, because you said the glory of the latter house will be greater than that of the former. In the name of Jesus, Father, we thank you right now. We command you, God. We command the word of God. We take you at your word, God, and we decree and declare Isaiah 45, where you said, thus says the Lord, his anointing fire, who in your right hand you have put there. You upholded him and subdued nation before him, and you will loose the loins of kings and open before him the 2-11 gates, and the gates shall not be shut, God. In the name of Jesus, God, from this day forward, we shall be blessed. No gates shall be closed unto the men and women of God. In the name of Jesus, and you will go before us, God, and you will make make the crooked place straight, and you will break. You will break in pieces the gates of brass, and you will cut asunder, God. God, the bars of iron, and you will give unto us the treasures of darkness and the hidden riches of the secret place, God. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you for the secret place, God. We thank you for the revealing, God. We thank you for what you're doing, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father, we thank you for it right now. And we give you praise, glory, and honor, God. Loosen it to us, God. Loosen to us, God. That thou mayest know that the Lord God, which called us by name, the God of Israel, the God of promise. God, we thank you for the promises, God, of yea and amen in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you right now. We thank you right now, God. We thank you right now. In the name of Jesus, we thank you right now. We said in all the word of God, that you said, you wish upon all things that we prosper and be in health, even as our soul prosper, God. Cover our soul in this season, God. Cover our mind in this season, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Let your word and your will be done in us, God, internally, God. In the name of Jesus, Father, we thank you right now. Prosper in our body, prosper in our health, God. Cover our lungs, cover our esophagus, cover female issues and male issues. God, in the name of Jesus, we bind a melancholia, oppression, depression. God, we come against boredom in the name of Jesus. Move by your power, overruling that attack, overruling that hunger in the name of Jesus. Give them strength, God. Give her strength, God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for it right now. And we command peace to be still right now. We command peace to be still right now. In the mighty name of Jesus. Peace, be still in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. We thank you, God. We thank you, Lord, for your presence and your glory in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you, God, for allowing us to endure the testing of time. We thank you right now. Your hand. Thank you for the word that came from James 1. God, we thank you for keeping us in the time of the tempter, God. We thank you right now for your mighty hand and your mighty glory in the name of Jesus. Thank you, God, that we can count it all joy, God. We fall into diverse temptation, knowing that the trying of our faith work in patience. And God, we let patience have her perfect work. Thank you, God, that we may be perfect and entirely wanting nothing. God, we thank you. You shall say the thirst and hunger after righteousness, they shall be filled. Fill us up, God, in the name of Jesus. Fill us up even the more, Father. We thank you. From every city, every town, every community, fill them up, God. Prepare them, God, for the movement in the nation. God, prepare them, God, for what's about to come, God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, God, for a revolution in the kingdom, in the name of Jesus. That you're moving, God, like never before. Lives will be transformed in our atmosphere. God, even at 231 East 146th Street in Harvey, Midway Airport, O'Hara Airport, God, I-55, I-80, 65, I-70, in the name of Jesus, 294. Bishop Ford, in the name of Jesus, cover the perimeter, God, as they come into the state, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Let your glory be revealed, God. Let your anointing cover them from 75, God, to 80, God. Give them a transformation, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for your mighty hand and your mighty works in the name of Jesus. We give you praise.
We give you honor. We celebrate you for all that you're doing. In the mighty name of Jesus. And now by the power of God and by the authority of God and by the ability of Almighty God, in the name of Jesus, Yeshua HaMashiach, thank God, hallelujah, amen, to the Lamb of God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah for all that the Father has done. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for your glory. Hallelujah. It is so. In the name of the Lord, it is so. In the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord for the people of God. Bless him now, God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. It is so. In Jesus' mighty name. Thank God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. We bless the Lord for each and every one that is listening in. Prayer warriors, intercessors, we honor God for you. We thank God for your position in the kingdom of God. We give God praise, glory for what the Lord is doing for you on today. Those that are listening in other parts of the United States and the world, we certainly thank you and give God praise and glory for you on today. Amen. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. We bless him, Lord, for what God is doing through the prayer and the power of prayer, the mandate of prayer for your life, your purpose in this time of the presence of God. Amen. We thank you, God, for what he's doing for you and through you in this time of your life. We thank God for it. To be in that place of what God is doing, it's an honorable place. So we don't take it lightly. All that God has done, what he's doing through you and for you. And surely we celebrate the up and coming of the Lord God and what the Lord is doing for the saints of God. I want to deal with something real quickly here. You know, this is going to bless some of you on today, and many of you who have been or have, and many of you who are in the season of seeking God for yourself personally, but we thank God corporately for all those who are with us standing during this time of fasting and fasting for God to move. We just bless the Lord for you on today. And we thank God for the corporate anointing that comes through many of you all who are standing with us as we're watching the birthing out of new things that are coming through the body of Christ and into the earth around. So we just bless the Lord for you and you on today. And I don't take it lightly, those great avenues that God has given us. I want to do this real quickly, just a reminder of what we're fasting for. During this 21 days, we're fasting and praying for a true hunger and thirst to be in the presence of God or be in God's presence. Miracles, signs, and wonders. Number two, the conference 2021 and the conference line. number 3. Family, number 4. Souls being saved, number 5. Leaders in their ministry, number 6. Healing from trauma, mental health of the people, number 7. Financial breakthrough, promotion, purpose, and opportunity, and anything else that is deemed necessary for your life. We include that in the fasting or in the time of fasting and what we're seeking the Lord for even now. Amen. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. And we're blessing God for all that he's doing for the many of us and so many of you all now. We know that what you're experiencing is because of the broken place and God moving over you in the broken place. In this broken place, it's causing us to get hunger for him instead of seeking the kitchen cabinet or the open refrigerated door. And so we thank you for you being able to stand the time that we're in and be consistent in your walk with God. Some of you, we know, I can feel the trafficking in the spirit realm. I can pick up people in the spirit realm that are in the same dimensional place praying and seeking God. And so we thank God that we can meet up in the spirit realm and know that the sanctity of God and the power of God is moving over you and you and through you through your prayers and through the prayer that you're praying for the men and the women of God and the families that's included in that category. So we bless the Lord for today, for you, and thank God for each and every one of you all who are in the mindset of change, in the mindset, in the thought of changing without allowing someone to tell you or prophesy to you. You're making that effort in your own strength and power of God, or not going in your own strength, but in the strength and the power of God to navigate you from where you are to where you need to be. We thank God for your assignment and the mandate of God for each and every one of you all today. And I celebrate that for you. We're going to take a commercial. I'm going to release this word right here.
Prophet LaRon Matthews Ministries presents the 10th anniversary of the Lifeline Prophetic Conference.
Happy 10th anniversary.
June 25th through June 27th, 2021 at Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministry, 231 East 146th Street, Harvey, Illinois.
The 2021 conference.
The theme. We have stood the test of time. It kicks off June 25th at 7 p.m. with guest speaker Apostle Maurice Simmons. Saturday, June 26th at 7 p.m. Get ready for speaker and conference host, the dynamic Dr. Prophet LaRon Matthews. On Sunday, June 27th at 11 a.m., get ready for Dr. Carlina Wilkes and Pastor Sandra Gainey. Register now at www.werestoreyou.org. Registration, $50. For more information, contact Sister Marcia Green at 708-825-1988. Or Administrator Retha Bryant at 334-440-6152. If you prefer, cash out to hashtag RFPIM. Make plans to be at the Lifeline Prophetic Conference and get ready to receive your miracle.
Prophet LaRon Matthews and Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries would like to thank you for your prayers and support. Prophet Matthews invites you to become a monthly partner to help reach souls of the nations all around the world. As a monthly partner with Prophet LaRon Matthews and Restoration Foundation, Prophetic International Ministries, you will be a vital part of the powerful end-time army that God is raising up to bring salvation, healing, and deliverance to the nations of this world. To help accomplish our God-ordained vision, you can sow your seed at www.WeRestoreU.org. That's WeRestoreU.org. Or call 708-377-6774. Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries is a 501c3 tax-exempt ministry. God bless you.
The book is now available.
The book is now available.
The Ultimate Read.
Prophet Dr. LaRon Matthews, Ph.D. presents
Love, the Unfinished Chapter.
The brand new read by Prophet Dr. LaRon Matthews, Ph.D.
It's available now.
Love, the Unfinished Chapter.
Prophet Dr. LaRon Matthews, Ph.D. presents Love, the Unfinished Chapter with a very special foreword by the late great Bishop Rance Allen.
Available now. You can purchase your book at WeRestoreU.org.
That's WeRestoreU, the letter U.org.
On Amazon.com.
Or you can call
area code 708-825-1988.
Area code 708-825-1988.
For an autographed copy. Order from WeRestoreU.org.
Order today. Get ready to enjoy
the latest from Prophet Dr. LaRon Matthews, Ph.D.
Love, the Unfinished Chapter.
Order your copy today.
Amen. Bless you all. Just keep those dates in mind, and please govern yourself accordingly. And once again, those who would be interested in participating in the Lifeline Conference, reach out to our corporate office at 877-912-2027 or our local office at 708-825-1988. And talk to Sister Marticia Green, administrator office. Amen. We just bless the Lord for you all on today and thank God for all that the Lord is doing. I'm going to share this word with you, and I know this is going to be a word that's going to bless your spirit. But keep this date in mind. Those who are in the metropolitan area, you know, in the Chicagoland area, join us this coming Saturday for Kingdom Harvest Family Church. Pastor Mel Flowers, we will be there for the Abundance Conference 2021. We'll be there this coming Saturday night, the 12th of June. We'll be sharing a word from the Lord. The address is 2601 Lincoln Way, Lincoln Highway in Olympia Field. That's 2601 Lincoln Highway, Olympia Field, 7 o'clock. Saturday night, I'll be there speaking. There are great speakers that's going to be ministering the word from the Lord. Amen. And we look to see you there. All right, continue to stay connected with us. Join us. We'll be getting to different other cities around the United States, so we'll have more detailed information available or forthcoming. Amen. Into the word of the Lord, God, from the book of Luke, chapter 14. Luke, chapter 14, verse 25. This is Luke, chapter 14, verse 25. Luke 14 and 25. This is from the Gospel of St. Luke, chapter 14, verse 25. Luke is a unique, but very powerful book in the Old Testament. This is one book that I love of the Gospel. We got Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. But Luke opens us up to the history of Yeshua or Jesus Christ. The reason I like Luke is because Luke speaks to Theophilus, a Roman officer, or the beloved, but also of the four gospel, which is called Christology. Luke opens us up with an accurate present account of the life of Jesus or the Christ as a present Savior and a perfect human. So his overtone, Luke, a doctor and a powerful Greek and Gentile believer, he's the only known Gentile author in the New Testament. Luke was close friend of who? Paul. And he also wrote the book of Acts and two other books that goes together. So Luke is a powerful tool. This book is very explicit in its comprehensive gospel, its general teaching, and its demonstration, dictation, showed that the writer was very knowledgeable in its writing and made very prominent places for women in its particular book of the end of the gospel that was written. John differs of the beloved, Mark for the Gentile, Matthew's for the Jew. The loop opens us up in an expression. So in chapter 14 and 25, Yeshua is teaching and letting people know the value and the importance of the cross. And there went great multitudes with him, and he turned and said unto them, any man come to me and hate not his father, mother, wife, children, brother, ones, and sisters, yea, and his own life also, he cannot be my disciple. Disciple there in the Greek means learners of him. And whosoever does not bear his own cross and come after me cannot be my disciple. He said, for which of you intend to build a tower, sit it not down first and count it the cost, whether he have sufficient to finish it. Sufficient to finish it. Sufficient to finish it. Least happily after he had laid the foundation and is not able to finish it, all that behold it began to mock him. And this man begins to build and was not able to finish. Or what king going to make war against another king, sit it not down first and consult whether he is able with 10,000 to meet him that cometh against him with 20,000. Or else, while the other is yet a great ways off, he sends an embassage and desire conditions of peace. So likewise, whosoever he be of you that forsaketh not all that he has, he cannot be my disciple. Verse 28, for which of you intend to build a tower, sit it down not first and count the cost, rather you have sufficient to finish it. I want to deal with this part because there's a fire going on in the land. And the fire is a fire that the people are coming to watch you burn. The fire in the land is for those who are willing to risk all for the purpose of fulfilling all for the kingdom of God. Here Yeshua is telling them, and he's sharing with them, multitudes will follow you, and people will watch you. People will view from afar off and see you. But when it comes to taking on the duty of their enemy, trouble starts. Let me say that again. People will follow you. They will go with you. They will connect with you. They will watch you. But when it comes to taking on their enemy, they will leave you. Jesus said, the multitudes follow him and went with him. And he turned and said unto them, if any man come to me and hate not his father, his mother, wife, children, brother, and sister, and yea, his own life, he cannot be a learner of Yeshua. What he's saying there follow after him, you must be willing to follow totally after him and not follow the bloodline of the sin of that bloodline. It says you have to hate whatever's in the bloodline that will keep you from being a course changer in the kingdom of God. So whatever it is in your melon, DNA, or bloodline that will keep you from reaching the presence or the place in God, you must hate that spirit, but love the individual. The individual is not the problem. It's the spirit that lies in the seat of the substratum of the mind in the soulish realm of the family. It's interesting how my bloodline is full of sanctified people, but not satisfied people. They love God, but they're not happy about the conditions that they're in. So religiously, they can teach you about the setting apart, but not coming together in the midst of setting apart people. Let me take you a little deeper. I, as a believer, know that holiness is right. It always will be, and it will never change. But you must understand that when you serve God, you can't serve him under garments. You got to serve him from your whole heart. You got to serve him with the power and the authority of the righteousness of God, not the letter. The letter kill it. The spirit gives light to. So therefore, God is not fighting over your fingernail being colored. He's not fighting over your lipstick or your eyebrows or your weaves or you wearing a cap over your head or you wearing a little glare on your body. That's not the battle of God. The spirit that God is talking about is not letting those things cover up him. And through religion, we have covered up God utilizing institutionalism of religion to dictate to people what they will wear, where they will become, and how they will live. God doesn't operate like that. He gives you free will. And so therefore, if you have it in your bloodline that will deviate from the course of God, causing you to be mentally in your capacity to serve God to the totality, that's not holiness. That's a form and fashion. When you serve God, you have to serve God from a fear of God, not from the place of a man in a pulpit or a woman in a pulpit intimidating you from believing in the God that we serve. Yes, God is loving. That comes with sovereignty. However, the sovereignty of God is not determined on who would tell you he's sovereign to you. His sovereignty is sovereign to those who are open to pursue him in the midst of the flawed them. He's sovereign. So in that Jesus is speaking, he's speaking to them that you must hate what's in the bloodline that will cause you to deviate from the presence of God on your life. So many people who will follow you, they will follow you until you have to deal with their friends or the spirit or the demons of those spirits. Jesus is talking about the cost of following him. The word cost means the price paid to acquire knowledge, understanding, and to pursue or accomplish or to maintain the level of understanding, the cost it means to understand the value of something needed to be able to utilize it to advance something, the cost of accomplishing something or to maintain it based upon your labor and your work and your worth. When you serve God and stay in the Word of God and you keep yourself tuned to the things of God, the enemy cannot get into those areas. It is important in this time or decade for many of us to continue to stay steadfast, unremovable, abounding in the things of God. We have to stay steadfast, fasting, prayer, seeking the face of God. There's danger lurking in every area. So we have to be in that place. That's why Jesus said, he said, for which of you intend to build the tower, the high place, sit it down at first and count it up the cost, whether you have sufficient. This word means adequate. Are you adequate in this season of your life to do what you need to do in the kingdom of God? Are you adequate? Are you ready? Are you developed? Are you in that place to do this? Because it looks good standing behind the pulpit. It looks good looking at a person on Facebook, social media, or hearing them from all types of medium and watch them flow and operate. Those are great things. But do you know the price tag is up when you open your mouth against the kingdom of darkness? You're opening your mouth against a presence that will attack you. And you have to know that this is a cost. There's a Greek word for this word cost. It means dopamine. It means the expense, cost, and value of your work. What is it that it takes you to do the work of the kingdom of God, to get up and teach and preach, to teach and not only preach, but be able to have self-control, not publicly, but privately? Can you keep yourself under arrest when everybody else is seeking out to arrest you spiritually, naturally, in all parts of the body of you? Can you maintain the integrity when you really want to open up the cerebellum and cerebrum and loose everything that's in your memory cortex that you thought of all times of the day, that you think and you feel and you experience based upon your emotional thought process? Can you maintain the value and the cost of things at the lowest point of your life? Can you stay in the place of God at the highest peak of your life? Can you stay in the place to understand what God is doing in you and through you and for you? The cost is the price, because many people have bailed out in this season. They have quit. They have thrown in the towel. They have got angry and frustrated. But can you hold on? Hang on in there. So Jesus says to them, the multitude is around us. But when we have to deal with those spirits that are connected to them or in their life, then you will find yourself standing alone, but not alone in God, but lonely from people in the world. That's why he said you in the world, but not of the world. So the power of the glory of God inside you have to keep you strong in the midst of your weakness, strong in the midst of your loneliness, strong in the midst of your challenges, strong in the midst of when people don't do what they're supposed to do, that you have to navigate your mind into the presence of God. So he said, which of you intend to build? You know that when you begin to build, you are in a place called elevation. And some of us in this season of elevation, how many of you intend to build or elevate yourself? Sit it down, not understanding what does it cost you to be elevated in this season? Because if you're going to be elevated in this season, you're going to cost yourself to rise. And when you rise to the occasion in this season, many people are going to be watching your celebration, but hating your manifestation, because you got to know in this season that you're in, this
season of elevation. And elevation is a season to soar. And anytime you're getting ready to soar, you're getting ready to take stages in arena. So what used to look down on you, have to understand where you're going in this season. That's why you have to know, man of God, and woman of God, is this truly for you? Because when you go into the presence of God, you can't go back into your vomit. You can't go back into crazy. You can't go back into something that's not there. Because when you move into the promises of God, the promises of God are yea. So the cost of defamation, it means expense. Your value goes up. Your cost goes up. Your worth goes up. And anytime you operate in going up in the kingdom of God, you have to know that people who are with you, that are watching you, they got to see what God is doing. And some people come to watch you burn because they come to see the fire. Many people in this season that are around you, they're coming because there's a sound and there is an element of change that's happening in the earth realm that no one else has. And God is raising up those who understand that the pink slips went out and the blue slips are coming in. And many of you in this season, God's getting ready to give you the blue slip because the pink slip went out. And you got to buckle your seatbelt up because you didn't ask to be where you were at. You didn't ask to be anointed. You didn't ask to be a worshiper. You didn't ask to be powerful. You didn't ask for this. You wanted to quit and throw in the towel. You wanted to throw in the towel. You wanted to go back to old stuff. You wanted to smoke old stuff. You wanted to connect to old things. But because you elevated, you too far up to go back down to stuff that ain't even worth it. Because of the anointing, your blue slip is on its way, and the peace slip has been sent out to your enemy. God is moving in the earth realm now in men and women of God that have been jockeying for position. Sit back and buckle your seatbelt up. You ain't in a jockey race. You in a replacement position. God has anointed you for where you're about to go to the call. Now, it's important to you. Sufficient here means adequate. Are you adequate enough to know that what God is doing for you, he's giving it to you specifically? Because in the book of Joel, chapter number 1 and 2, in a 20 of twin scriptures, he meets Satan. And Satan, he says, from whence comest thou, going up and down to and from throughout the earth? He said, well, have you considered sufficient? This man is adequate, powerful, great. He didn't say that. He considered him. He allowed Satan to tell him what he's doing. Isn't it interesting? Satan is the one that speaks about what you're doing. God already knows because you're doing it. Oh, good God, about it. So the enemy is always going to say, he said, he's a man that's upright, eschew evil. He's perfect. You got a hedge around him. If you take the hedge from around him, I'll make him curse you. When God has already given you stuff, he's not going to take it back. He's not valuing what Satan says because he's already given it to you. And when he's already given it to you, he allows the enemy to seize it. That's why he's talking. But the enemy can see it, but he can't seize it. Touch two people say the enemy can see your blessing, but he can't seize your blessing. You are anointed for where you are. So the cost of where you are is the value. It's the price of where you're going to be, the expense. So he can see it, but he can't seize it because he can't touch what's expensive to God. God never lets the enemy touch an account that's been regulated by his cash system. You have to know that you are a system that's been created by God, and your system is the worth need of the worth of God and the worthiness of God. So God has carefully designed you. So he said, yes, Satan, you can have him, but you can't take his life. Satan always comes after thieves. He never can take you out because when he takes out your things, he comes after your mind that loves those things. But when you love God and you lose things, you don't lose God because your value is powerful. You have to know he can see it, but he can't seize it. Because under the presence of God, you can seize it again. in God, no matter how much people take from you, you can get it back again. You can get a new house. You can get a new car. You can get a new home. You can get a new family. You can move because it's in the power of the anointing of God on your life. Don't let something that will become a God and Satan can shift it and take it not away from you. Stay in that place of God. That's why he said it. Which of you counted up the cost? Sufficient enough, adequate enough. Don't have the bloodline. Don't carry the mess in the line. Don't follow what they're doing. Don't follow what everybody else is doing. They're going to tell you about their relationship. They're going to tell you about their man. They're going to tell you about their woman. They're going to tell you what they're not going to tolerate. And then behind the scene, they'll go back to it in the night. That's why they call them mix at night. You got a lot of people that mix at night. They can tell you in the daytime what they're not going to do and what they're not going to do and what they're not going to do. Let them knock on the door. Let them text them. Let them email them. Let them reach back. Let them ride around the block. Give them 10 minutes and sit there about 1, 2 in the morning, and they get nervous and frustrated. They're going to start calling. You got, can't let people determine you based upon where God is about to take you. You got to know the cost of where you're going in the kingdom of God. It's the value of where you are at in his presence. The price it took you, the hour it took you, where you are at in the kingdom of God. Don't let these jellyback people stop you from the posture of God in your life. You are who you are because God has anointed you to be who you are. Stay in that place of God. The cost that God has you at is more valuable than standing in a bank line to cash a check that already charged you a fee. And you already own the bank. And the presence of God is with you forever and ever, even unto the end of time and into eternity. In Jesus' name. Father, we thank you. We give you praise, glory, and honor. We thank you for these your people, Lord. Touch them right now. Strengthen them. Keep their mind and their thoughts and their will on you, Father. We give you praise, glory, and honor for these things we ask. In the name of Jesus, let the word of God have free course in them, God. Bless them and strengthen them. Father, we thank you. And we give you praise, glory, and honor. And it is so in Jesus' name. Thank God. Hallelujah. Amen, amen, and amen. We bless the Lord for the saints of God on today. We honor the Lord for you. It is only through the power and the grace of God that we have what we have. And we're able to do what we do. God in his mighty, and we bless him for it unto that. We thank you, beloved. We thank you, those who follow us on Facebook, social media, Instagram, YouTube. We bless the Lord for you. Continue to keep us in your prayer, and we continue to pray for you and keep you lifted up because we know that there's a greater is coming for all of us in this season of our life. Amen. All right, we're going to open up the line. Does anyone have a question or a comment? A question for us or a comment. If you even have a praise report, we want to give you opportunity to do that. We're not going to delay long. If you have a question or comment, if those who prayed with us today and you have prayed and shared the scripture or exhorted us today, we want to give you an opportunity to go for first. If the Lord gave you something for the people of God, if the Lord gave you something for us, amen, or someone on here, the Lord gave you a word for us. We want to give you an opportunity to do that. So those who were on the agenda that received the text to pray and to exhort into the scripture, if the Lord gave you something for us right now, we want to give you an opportunity right now. So you hit star 6 on your phone or hit 1 on the dial if you're on the blog site. Go ahead. If you have anything right now, any of those leaders that was with us in the prayer today or releasing, if the Lord gave you some, come on in now.
God bless you, man of God.
God bless you, man of God. Bless you, Apostle Simmons.
Bless you, sir. Powerful man. The word that you just taught and released to us on today, that is sort of the exact same word that God wanted to release to you when you talked about elevation. You're talking about staying in that place with God. Now, I'm going to reveal to you this open vision that I had and what the Lord spoke. I thought this word was private to release to you, but God said release it publicly because the people need to know what they have before them. I heard the Lord say in an open vision, man of God, you was seated up like in royalty. That's what I heard the Lord say, royalty. And you had this crown on your head. And in this crown, there were four sets of jewels, which represent 12. It was 12 jewels, but it were four sets of them. And I'm going to give you the color, and you'll know bits and pieces as God began to give you more revelation through it. The color was red, purple, gold, and the last one was a crystal. It was crystal clear like a diamond, but it was in a set of four. I know the four, in the sets of four, it represents, I know, the governmental order of God, so God is definitely well pleased with you, man, but you can decipher through the colors and what they mean. But I know I heard God say you're sitting in royalty. You're seated in royalty, man of God. Also, I heard the Lord say, through the midst of you standing the test of time, through the midst of everything that you had to go through and deal with, you still were standing, man of God. You still were standing. So you paid the price when you talked in this. You talked the scripture. You counted up the cost. You counted up the cost. This is why there's a cost for the anointing. Many people don't understand the anointing on your life. They may want to glean from it, or they want to be you, but they can't be you. You only can be who God has called you. But God said He has set you into what now? That priestly anointing, because He had chosen you for a time such as this. You are a watchman. You are a voice. You are sound to the people of God. You are sound to the nation. You are sound, man of God. So I know what I heard. I know what I saw. I'm telling you, it's a powerful place that God has you in now, man of God. So the people of God have to know the gift that they have before them. Man of God, this is why people cannot get common with you, and I think I remember saying it sometime before, they can't get common with you. They have to receive what God has set before them. They can't even not put their mouth on you, man of God. They can't even not try to set traps for you, man of God. They cannot try to even plot a plan against you, man of God. They can't even have any agendas against you, man of God. God has you in such a powerful place, man. And I'm telling you, I'm not saying it because you are a spiritual leader, because we're connected. I'm saying because I know I've been in this 21-day fast, in this consecrated place before God, and I know what God showed me, and I know what God spoke to me concerning you, man of God. When we pray for our leaders, intercede for them, God will reveal some things to you, which you already may know, that God is dealing with you in the place that He's setting you up in, man of God, a royal place. Crown represents kingdom. You, because you're a representation of the kingdom, you're wearing the crown, you have the jewels and the crown, those colors mean something. Yeah. And I know without a shadow of a doubt, man, that this was God, man. So, man of God, I thank God for you, for holding your place, your position, your posture in the kingdom. I thank you for the authenticity, again, that you released to the people, and it's up to the people to receive the sound, the voice, the words that have been released out of your mouth, amen, that's going to bless their life richly. So, man of God, I wanted to release that, man, I'm telling you. And then, like God is so powerful, and through you teaching and releasing that word, I said, my God, now I hear what you're releasing. I hear what you're saying through the man of God, because this is exactly what you showed me in an open vision. You have already set him in a place of elevation. You already set him in a place of royalty, and you already given him what to speak out of his mouth. Amen. We know our miracle is in our mouth. The vaccine is in our mouth. The sound is in our mouth, and you carry that, man of God. So I bless God for you. I just wanted to come in and share that, man. So I believe that God is going to reveal more to you through the colors, through the crown, the kingdomship, the citizenship that you hold in that reign of royalty. So I bless God for you, man.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. I receive the word of the Lord, man of God. I receive what God is saying. I definitely receive. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you, man of God. I receive that. We'll definitely get a chance to talk personally to concerning the things you just shared. We bless God. I honor the Lord for your obedience. And I honor the Lord for those who are with us. We just give God praise, glory, and honor to be in a place that's very important to the kingdom of God, especially to the Lord first, for the Lord first. We thank God for that honor today. I honor the Lord. A lot of angels are around me. And some of you, a lot of times, some of you may see it on the Facebook and the teachers. There's a lot of them around when I'm sharing or teaching or talking. And it's a powerful thing to know that God is doing something unusual in you without you getting in his way yourself. He can use you without you getting in his way of you. So we thank God for the little spirit of the Lord God. And thank you. Thank you, man of God. Thank you for releasing that on today. I received that. There's three colors, too. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. I received it. For anyone else who is listening in today, hallelujah. God oftentimes, he can shift. He can shift in the wind of things. So we thank God for the letting the spirit of the Lord God.
God bless you.
Have his name. Thank you, God. God bless you, woman.
Hi, God bless you, Dr. Matthews. I was sitting in my car, and I felt the shaking. And this was on yesterday. I felt the shaking, and it's as if something was shaking under the ground. Because I'm like, my car's off. Okay, where's this shaking at? But it felt like something underneath the ground that was shaking. And I said, Lord, am I feeling this shaking? Is something underneath the ground shaking, or is this what I'm feeling in my spirit, that something is shaking? And it was like a rumbling, a shaking underneath the ground, underneath the earth. And Abba said that there's an earthquake that is coming to the United States of America to be so big. I know that you have been saying some things about something that is coming, but Abba said that this is an earthquake, and the Most High said that there's going to be earthquakes in diverse places, and that's what he put in my spirit. And I shared that with some, and I'm sharing it today, that the shaking, Abba said that there's an earthquake coming to the United States of America, and it's going to be really, really big. So he said, pray. I'm praying and interceding. So God bless you, sir.
Yeah. God bless you too, woman of God. We bless the Lord for God allowing the word of God to be released. And we thank God for when God speaks and releasing things that will prepare us for what's coming or befalling people and nations, so we will not be unlearned to the unusual of things that are happening in the earth land concerning the destiny of his people. He always give us a warning for any destruction that will happen or any event begin to unveil itself. So we thank God. Thank you for releasing that woman down on today. Thank you so much. Be blessed today. Amen. Prepare yourself, people. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Anyone else? Glory to God. God is speaking. Hallelujah. To many of us in the body of Christ.
Bless you, being man of God.
Bless you.
I want to come back in to confirm and affirm what the woman of God just released. I didn't know what I was still praying to what God was revealing to me concerning what she just said about the shaking and the rumbling, an earthquake, yeah, that God spoke to her. You know, God always, it's what you said, send warning before devastation. And when I spoke it on your conference line and I shared it with our people just this past Sunday on what the Lord said, the Lord said, tell the people, I heard two words. He said, cataclysmic coming. I've been praying and asking God, well, what does it mean? Because most times when you think about cataclysmic events, you've been talking about it, cataclysmic events, they're always dealing with storms, devastation, or something that will leave destruction, devastation behind. And we know that certainly America has not turned its heart to God with everything that's really taking place in our land. Our God is going to take care of his people. We know that without a shadow of a doubt, those that are really connected to the kingdom of God. We won't see those being shaken or moved, but God said tell the people to prepare for what's coming. So I know the woman of God heard from God in the midst of that shaking of what was happening beneath the earth. God is certainly revealing, so we just got to prepare ourselves. No matter what comes, we just know that God is going to take care of us. He's going to protect us, not to put us in fear, but push us in faith to trust God. So I know she heard from God, man. Bless you, man.
Amen. Absolutely. Thank you, man, about it. The word of God that the two or three witness my word is established or that confirms the word of God to what's happening or what's coming into the earth realm and the land. Yeah. So we thank God for and we're all in different cities, towns, and locations. So God is always a confirmer of his word through his vessels, whether it's prophets, apostles, pastor, teacher, evangelist, even revealer of his word. So we thank God for that being released and shared with us on today. Amen. That's the Lord. So we thank God today. Anyone else today? Anyone else? Amen. Amen. We bless the Lord for you. On today, if you're on the blog side, Blog Talk Radio, you just hit one over there on Blog Talk Radio with the end. I'll be over there and blog talk. We thank God for you today. And just honor the Lord for him revealing it back out of the revealer. Many things to us. And I'm telling you, it's some powerful things that the Lord is doing, especially leading up to the Lifeline Conference and many things that are being released. It's almost like there's going to be a powerful, not almost, it's going to be something of the unknown in the land that God is doing. And we're certainly in that place, excited about it and looking forward in an expectation of. So I thank God for what was released to them or was shared. Hallelujah. God, woman, God, and man, God, and I receive it for myself and receive it. Glory to God. Bless the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Anyone else got a word of one of the leaders? Something that the Lord has given them? Okay. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Let's sing God to the very genuineness of his word. All right, thank you, God. Well, we're preparing ourselves towards the conference 2021. And looking forward to seeing many of you there for the Lifeline Conference. We're going to take a commercial.
Prophet LaRon Matthews Ministries presents the 10th anniversary of the Lifeline Prophetic Conference.
Happy 10th anniversary.
June 25th through June 27th, 2021 at Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministry, 231 East 146th Street, Harvey, Illinois.
The 2021 Conference.
The theme. We have stood the test of time. It kicks off June 25th at 7 p.m. with guest speaker Apostle Maurice Simmons. Saturday, June 26th at 7 p.m. Get ready for speaker and conference host, the dynamic Dr. Prophet LaRon Matthews. On Sunday, June 27th at 11 a.m., get ready for Dr. Carlina Wilkes and Pastor Sandra Gainey. Register now at www.werestoreyou.org. Registration, $50. For more information, contact Sister Marcia Green at 708-825-1988. Or Administrator Retha Bryant at 334-440-6152. If you prefer, cash out to hashtag RFPIM. Make plans to be at the Lifeline Prophetic Conference and get ready to receive your miracle.
Glory to God. Bless the Lord. We bless the Lord for to the people of God. We thank you, God, for you on today. And we just honor the Lord for those who joined with him today on the word and the prayer and our noonday time of prayer and teaching the word of God. We thank God that you continue to stay connected to it. If you're between ministry, and you say, Father Matthew, I'm between ministry. I don't have a church home to fellowship with. And if you're in any of the areas of these great men and women of God in Hampton, Virginia, you're in South Bend, Indiana, you're in Marion, South Carolina, you're in Kansas City, you're in Illinois, in any of the Illinois areas and other areas, and then you just out in the United States, you can be part of the ministry work that we're doing. Right now, most pastors are doing virtual pastoring. Virtual pastoring is nothing new because we have many people who have been watching great leaders on television, and that's their pastor on a Sunday morning or Monday through Friday from the Word Network to Preacher Word Network to Daystar, you name it, every outlet of Christian television. People have had men and women of God to be their pastor. And so if you are between ministry and you say, Prophet Matthew, I want to be part of what God is doing with you all, and I want to connect with the work that God is doing, I want to give you an opportunity to do that as well. You can call our office number at 877-912-2027. That's 877-912-2027. And be connected with us. We're excited about what the Lord is doing. And we'd love to have you to be part of our partnership, covenant partners, virtual members, to follow us on our Sunday morning teachings on Blog Talk Radio, as well as a Facebook Live in our sanctuary. We'd love to have Tuesday night teachings that we share or whenever God puts in our heart to teach throughout the week. Going to be part of our major events that we have yearly. Things are changing, thank you, God. And it's changing very quickly. When I put it like this, things are changing in the spirit realm. You're going to see them manifest in the natural. But we're watching things that have already been put in place or due to the nature of the world and the things that are going on in the world. Things have been set in motion. A lot of things have been set in motion because of the very issue of sin and the very issue of immorality in the land that has caused the hand of God to move and we as our nature to move. So we as believers have to really be strong in God and our mind in God and our will in God, so that God can keep us and preserve us in the things that he's doing in our life and for our life. So we just bless in the Lord for the purpose of connecting and the purpose of Family Value Conference, this Lifeline Conference that we've had over 10 years. It was birthed from this very conference line that we have that many of you own now and listening in via Facebook or listening in the blog talk. So we thank God for you on today and bless the Lord for you. All right, if you like a copy of the Word of God that is ministered today in prayer, you can go to blogtalkradio.com/ProphetLaronMatthews. And on the blog side, all you have to do is go into the archives. You're looking at the archives, and there are many messages, Wednesday, noonday messages that God has given us to share, preach, or teach. And you can download those messages. They're free, and they're available for you. Some may have prophetic words of what the Lord has given us to share with the people of God. They're available. So you can go over there, purchase them, and let them be a blessing to you and be a blessing to your life. So surely we want you to do that and let it be a blessing. If you want to be a blessing to this ministry and sow a seed or a tithe and offering into this ministry and you have not, you can do that well. If you haven't had an opportunity to sow into the ministry, we want to give you that opportunity as well. Amen. So you can do it via a Cash App, the app on our phone. RFPIM Cash App, the app on our phone. That money sign, RFPIM. You can do it via Zelle at WeRestoreU, the letter U, at yahoo.com. Or you can go to our website at WeRestoreU.org, at WeRestoreU.org. You can mail it to our ministry address at 231 East 145th Street. That's 231 East 145th Street in Harvey, Illinois. 604-206. We appreciate you in advance, men and women of God. Thank you so much for your faithfulness. And if anything that we can do to make your relationship better through the Word of God, we try to do that by the teaching and sharing and training and releasing what God has for us through these great vessels that come on in the 5 a.m. in the evening time, blessing people of God through the midnight. Amen. All right, men and women of God, thank you so much for connecting with us. Continue to stay in that place. Don't forget to join us tomorrow morning, 5 a.m. at Mother Selma City, and yours truly, myself. We will be sharing, if you have questions, comments, or statements for us during that 5 a.m., if you want to share something or something in your heart that you need, or questions you would like to ask us, please feel free to do that. We are a conference line that dialogue and take your questions and comments, and certainly we are open to address them, answer them, and give you answers to those questions as well. Biblical, Bible-based, with an authentic purpose behind, authenticity behind it. So whatever you need, don't hold back. Don't be afraid to share, and we'll try to answer some questions. If you have a dream, a vision, or something that concerns you, and that we can try to give clarity to, we have great men and women of God that are connected with us as well, who are part of the conference line or the blog talk radio, the conference line or blog talk, to be able to share with us. We are excited about your future and what God is doing through you and in you. So we're excited. Certainly, we pray God that you will be excited about yourself, what God is doing with you. I know many people are excited about the conference. We're looking forward to it. We're looking forward to it. I'm telling you, our hearts are navigating towards that. We're thanking God for it. We're set for the conference 2021 Lifeline Conference 2021 in the city of Harvey, Illinois. So join us, connect with us, be part of it. I'm excited, and I thank God for most of you who will be, some people will be coming in a day early, they'll be coming in Thursday. So we look to see you Thursday. You join us in our short prayer Thursday night. We'll be there, but we'll be getting home to prepare for our conference that Friday night. So thank you so much in advance for your support, your prayer, and your help. Administrator Ruth Bryant, are you still there, woman of God, today? Administrator Bryant. And we bless the Lord for Administrator Ruth Bryant and the team there. Thank you again. Continue to. For those who pray with us, do y'all have a final word over there, our intercessory team? Final word. Thank you, Apostle Simmons, for releasing that on today. We received that. Thank you,
man of God,
for releasing that as well, too. Yes, ma'am.
Bless you. God bless you. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
One of your intercessors. And I wanted to get on earlier, but I'm with a patient and I just got a break. But I do stand with Prophetess that came on earlier about the rumbling, the sound, the shake, and Apostle Simmons. And I stand in no, I try not to stand in anyone's position because these are very powerful vessels, but I'm going to be obedient because I too have heard the sound. I have not only heard the sound, I've felt the rumble. And in my prayers, I have heard a sound that just has my body somewhat quiver-like, and I understand that God is doing something. Do I totally understand it? No. I would say, you know, why me, Lord, that you would even present that sound to me? But I guess through the journey that I've been on with him, he would allow me to hear some things that I would not understand. On the 7th of this month, the Holy Spirit woke me up at 4:24 a.m., and he said to me, and I was in a good sleep. Finally, I was in a good sleep, and he said, "It's a mighty hand, Mary Teasley." I've never heard him call my first and last name like that, that clear. So I am seeking him ever the more, but the confirmations or the, what should I say, the illuminations of what the Holy Spirit is prodding and wooing us to, coming out of the two vessels, powerful vessels of God. I just thank you because I am on a journey in my studies to understand him and his mighty hand. I know I heard cedars and I heard Lebanon, so I am now studying, going into Psalms and whatnot. I believe it was 29:5-2 as well. So I am on a journey to understand him more, but I just want to thank you for sharing that because it really blessed me that I heard him, and it wasn't thunder and lightning from our rain. It was a very, very distinct rumble. Even in the blowing of the shofar, I can hear something else, like a woo, like a wailing. A wailing sound came out today. Ooh, a wailing sound was coming. So I know that he's doing something, and I just honor God, and I honor you, Prophet, for an opportunity to share and bless you. I appreciate you more than you know. Amen.
God bless you, Dr. Matthews. This is Sister Donna again. I just wanted to say, you know, I apologize. I gave that word, but I did not say who I was. And I have to be mindful of that. So I just thank Almighty God for you all. Thank you. God bless you.
I knew your voice, Sister Donna. I knew. And I thank you for releasing that because you blessed me tremendously. That I heard him and I do hear him, and I don't want to put myself on any level of anointing as these powerful men of women of God, I humbly say, but I know what I heard and I know what that tremble was. So amen. Bless you. Bless everyone on the line. God is moving and he's doing great things, and he's given us an opportunity to see it, experience it, and as long as we keep, as he said, our hand in his hand, we will not fail. It's the mighty hand of God. He spoke those very words and calling out my name with it. So this fasting has been tremendous, tremendous, just pushing back the plate and believing and receiving and connecting with the anointing on Prophet. Oh, my God, it's just been amazing. I am honored to cover you, Prophet. Thank you for your prayers.
Amen. And we just thank the Lord for God being able to give men and women of God a personal visitation with him in the individuality that he's dealing with. It is very powerful how we all are in the same vein as it relates to frequency. I just heard this when you were talking, when you were speaking, when the things that God is doing. He's given us a frequency change, frequency change. And in that frequency change, change, a frequency change. And this frequency change, God allowing us to tap into the rhythm of Him and release ourselves from the joints of the enemy, from the joints of other things. That's why many people that get really easily irritated or irritable because of what God is releasing to us in this frequency change in the land. Elijah tells his servant, go back and go back and tell us, go out and tell us what he, go out and you and tell me what you see. He came back and said, I don't see anything. He said, go back seven times. And he goes back and he said, now he has sound of an abundance of rain. He has sound of an abundance of rain. And he tells Ahab, go up, eat, and drink. So there's a sound of an abundance of rain. That's something that God is doing in us and for us. And it's based upon a lot of the ancient things that God is revealing to us, mystery. But he's also giving us what belongs to us, what's ancestrally owned by us. And he's giving to us what belongs to us for the inheritance of what belongs to us now. So we thank God for that. And then that frequency change. That's going to require a magnetic force in the earth realm. That's why I believe some of these shots people are taking, you put a key up against them, it's a magnetic force within them. And see, it's almost like in the Bible days when the people went up against Moses in the wilderness, God opened up the earth and swallowed them up, like open it up and swallow them up. And many people, they hear, but they're not hearing. And God is allowing us to warn the people of what's coming or what's befalling the city, towns, and nation of within the earth, within the earth realm, and even in the United States. So we thank God for that. The Lord is giving that to you on June 7, 2021 at 4:24 a.m. in the morning. And you said something. God called you by name, but what else did you say, Evangelist Teasley, if you got a quick minute ago?
Amen. I heard him then as I began to really seek him, and I said, well, what does it mean, Lord? Because he says, it's a mighty hand, Mary Teasley. My eyes popped open, and I said, what is that? And I heard Lebanon, like that. And I go, okay, so I need to study. I need to study because that's way out there, Father. But you trust me enough to give it to me. So I'm prematurely releasing something that I'm learning that he's given me. And I just feel, you know, safe in this platform. That's why I honor the man of God and the woman of God and the apostle as well. For the releasing, but I'm in that vein, so I, you know, God get it to you, he can get it through you, is what he's always said to me. So thanks. And Lebanon, the breaking, there's a breaking, I know there's a breaking, and in that breaking we will flourish.
Thank you.
Amen. Sound prophet, that sound that I was blowing out today, it was different even for myself. You know, I have to die sound when he's blowing. And it was a wailing that he was wailing, he was wooing, he was pushing things, breaking things. I heard it, and I just began to blow it. And he amazes me more and more in the intimacy of our time together. But I'm just available, hallelujah, to go as he say and just strengthen as he gives it to me, hallelujah. And I may not come out as strong and long as some of the soldiers out there, I don't even want to compare myself. I'm just this vessel here right now, and I believe that Jack Sound is soundly released, and he did his business as long as I open my mouth. Glory, hallelujah. I'm brought to tears, but I'm humbled. But I know Lebanon is breaking and opening, and when this thing breaks, hallelujah, there will be some destruction, yes, but no weapon formed against us shall prosper. None of our fruit will fall from the ground before time, before her time, glory be to God, because our hand is in his hand. It's his mighty hand that will be doing these things. So I thank God. I thank you, Prophet. Bless you and bless all those on the line. Keep your hand in his hand. He's doing it, and it's big. It's real big.
Absolutely it is, and we trust God for it. We thank God for being able to be part of what God is doing.
Yes.
In this time of our life and the time of the year. Bless the Lord for you. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Sister Donna. Thank you, Apostle Kim. Anyone else? Thank you. We'll continue to stay steadfast, people, in the things of God. And that place of God. And because God is honoring his word. He's hastening his word, but he's certainly honoring his word for us. And he's allowing us to see, take him at his word, and he's doing it for us through his word. I bless God for the mighty thing that the Lord is doing for the people of God. All right, thank you, God. Bless you on today, people of God. Have a phenomenal day in God. I'm looking forward to many of you. Don't forget to go register for the Lifeline Conference. Put you out of there. And looking to see many of you there for the Lifeline Conference 2021. And the greater is coming because there's life on the line. Talk to you soon. And shalom in your quarters. My prayer for you on today. God bless each and every one of you.
The book is now available.
The book is now available.
The ultimate read. Prophet Dr. LaRon Matthews, PhD, presents Love, the Unfinished Chapter. The brand new read by Prophet Dr. LaRon Matthews, PhD. It's available now. Love, the Unfinished Chapter. Prophet Dr. LaRon Matthews, PhD, presents Love, the Unfinished Chapter with a very special foreword by the late great Bishop Rance Allen. Available now. You can purchase your book at WeRestoreU.org.
That's WeRestore, the letter U.org.
On Amazon.com, or you can call area code 708-825-1988.
Area code 708-825-1988.
For an autographed copy, order from WeRestoreU.org. Order today. Get ready to enjoy the latest from Prophet Dr. LaRon Matthews, PhD. Love, the Unfinished Chapter. Order your copy today.
Prophet LaRon Matthews Ministries presents the 10th anniversary of the Lifeline Prophetic Conference.
Happy 10th anniversary.
June 25th through June 27th, 2021 at Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministry, 231 East 146th Street, Harvey, Illinois.
The 2021 conference.
The theme: We Have Stood the Test of Time. It kicks off June 25th at 7 p.m. with guest speaker Apostle Maurice Simmons. Saturday, June 26th at 7 p.m. Get ready for speaker and conference host, the dynamic Dr. Prophet LaRon Matthews. On Sunday, June 27th at 11 a.m.,
get ready for Dr. Carmina Wilkes and Pastor Sandra Gainey.
Register now at www.werestoreyou.org. Registration, $50. For more information, contact Sister Marcia Green at 708-825-1988. Or Administrator Retha Bryant at 334-440-6152. If you prefer, cash out to hashtag RFPIM. Make plans to be at the Lifeline Prophetic Conference and get ready to receive your miracle.
the land. There is hatred in the land. There is crime in the land. No love in the land. My prayer is
Ron Matthews Ministries presents the 10th anniversary of the Lifeline Prophetic Conference.
Happy 10th anniversary.
June 25th through June 27th, 2021 at Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministry, 231 East 146th Street, Harvey, Illinois.
The 2021 conference.
The theme. We have stood the test of time. It kicks off June 25th at 7 p.m. with guest speaker Apostle Maurice Simmons. Saturday, June 26th at 7 p.m. Get ready for speaker and conference host, the dynamic Dr. Prophet LaRon Matthews. On Sunday, June 27th at 11 a.m., get ready for Dr. Carlina Wilkes and Pastor Sandra Gainey. Register now at www.werestoreyou.org. Registration, $50. For more information, contact Sister Marcia Green at 708-825-1988. Or Administrator Retha Bryant at 334-440-6152. If you prefer, cash out to hashtag RFPIM. Make plans to be at the Lifeline Prophetic Conference and get ready to receive your miracle.